from the Don and Mike building. Free FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show is doing it again. Tomorrow, the entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings Party. Stop in, get a free Number 15 button, have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of Number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the place. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Kathy Lee Gifford.
And Regis Philbin.
And we're wishing you happy holidays, aren't we, Regis?
Absolutely. Happy holidays, everybody.
To absolutely everybody, Regis. Are you
everybody.
Some
a couple of people I'm going to leave out of my
Don
home.
Don and Mike Show.
Marty.
I'm making you some tea.
I think I'm going to be sick. Oh.
Not on the rug, please. It's hand-woven by Egyptian orphans. Use the bathroom.
I can't. Too far. I won't make
Well, then use the waste paper basket by the desk.
I don't see a waste basket.
Oh.
You might want to dump this.
That's Van Brittle from 1910. Stomach acid eats right through the glazing. Oh. Oh.
Here.
Oh!
Take it!
You could have at least taken the candies out first.
I'll remember that next time. Would you take the bowl?
You better watch out. You better not fly. You better not cower. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Merry Christmas!
Making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out.
That's fantastic. Hey, baby. It's me. Hey, you remember them drawers you left in the car? Yeah. The ones with the pink feathers around the edge. Now, don't you tell a soul, but I got them on right now. Hey, don't cry, baby. Oh, don't cry.
Yeah, just so you know, this is Billy Bob Thornton.
Nice for good. Yeah, I was thinking about you when the law pulled me over. You said I look like the kind of guy that might be hiding something. But I don't think he's ever seen a man wearing pink panties.
A forever.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it.
$4.95. Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Power 95 with Amaze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize the voice. Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over. Power 95 with the Maze, getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, knee shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on, grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can, because they're crazy about a tough-dressed man. ZZ Top and High Class from Power 95.
I am gay.
Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Base patrol lines open, 381-1420.
What impresses you about Chad?
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them. He's a quality, classy quarterback that has a touch on the football. He's not a thrower. He's a passer. His mind is ahead of what the defense is, and if the Jets can support him, they will win the championship.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad missed, Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
Huge compliment.
You know,
Joe Namath, part of the
four-decade
team. We'll see these guys at halftime.
All right.
Thank you, Susie.
Joe's just a happy guy.
Isn't he?
He's just a happy guy.
Oh, boy, is he happy.
That's the thing with the gays. Still living in the closet. Makes them devious.
Oh, let's try another one.
You're on the air.
Good evening, gentleperson. How are you?
Why, I'm fit to be tied. How are you?
I'm okay. All this talk about Bush. Why is it that on the Don and Mike show they could spell W-A-T, but they can't say
I'm taken aback, sir. I'm shocked. I'm amazed. I'm surprised and hurt that you use such language. But on the other hand, you do have a point.
And they can't say and balls either. Or
duty or anything. That you got it. Keep coming. You're doing.
Can't say. No, I don't understand.
Almost like being in the sixth grade again, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? All men are 16 years old. They're playing with their nuts, all of them, all the time, and that's all there is to it.
What the? All of us, we're 16 years old.
What the hell kind of a show does that guy get to run where somebody just gets to call up and drop every possible word?
Sounds like cable access to me.
fucking place to go home.
Isn't that deregulated?
I guess. I think it's a long time ago.
Because that was a precursor of course to satellite radio or even internet radio, I think. That sure did sound like he was home on the air somewhere.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, or 1 and 5, or noon to 4, or look at your own watch.
The John and Mike Show.
It's the unofficial
start
of summer.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
We're probably going to be standing there in that big hat.
Ta-da!
He's mentally retarded.
How's your backyard barbecue?
How's your pool?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Pitt stroke Jolie and all the ships at sea. The cure for your irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
Tom Geronimo. And there he is, Mike O'Barry.
All right, thank you, Rob. And hello, everybody. And hi. You can tell by the smell. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Pinky.
And it's a new episode on this Tuesday. 053006.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
That's the only one. Not retardo. Here are your phone numbers. 877-365-3636. Or if you can't use 877, you can call 800-636-1067. And for a limited time now, now that we're counting down the 19 shows left in the studio, where we'll be able to use the number 202-432-1067.
Count on it.
Think it's going to happen.
Hope so.
Haven't we been summoned to New York?
Yes.
To have dinner with Bobby Bacala and other members of the CBS Mafia.
The Politburo.
Yeah.
The right. Kremlin.
Oh, listen, you can also hear us on your computer, on the internet. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Just click on Listen Live. Also on iTunes, Ask John. I'm not sure, subscribe to iTunes, and you get the new episodes, which he tells me are going up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, oops, sorry about that, Mike.
That's
and
all right.
If you want to email the show, just write donandmikewebsite.com.
Very good.
Again, it all gets filtered through John.
Filtered.
So, you know.
He is the gatekeeper.
He collects the spam.
He's Gozer.
Yeah, the temple Gozer.
Gozer.
Gets it all over.
And she's looking for Zool.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gozer.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, this would be the first start after a glorious 3-day holiday weekend.
Yes.
First call, fresh start, first start. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, how are you anyway?
Still good.
How was your weekend?
Well, that's going to play out over the 4 hours of the show.
Mine was glorious.
Mike, did you play any golf?
No.
Too hot?
Nope.
Hold on. Hold on. That's the best you can come up with? You're the opening caller.
What's wrong with that?
On a brand new day.
What's wrong with that?
It's rather pedestrian. He doesn't really have anything to say.
Oh, yeah. I guess I probably was kind of... I was confused because it was directed at me. So it was my selfishness that actually... You're right. It's a pedestrian call. Mike, did you play any golf? It's very dull.
And then look how much he cares. He done hung up.
Oh, he didn't want to know
anyway. I thought that was very rude.
He done hung up.
That was rude. Let's see. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right, you're right. He was just making small talk.
Small talk.
That's all, just filling time.
Well, I'm not playing golf. I'm still, nursing a sore back.
Hey, listen, right. As you may have heard the announcer say, our next We're Rated Number 15 party is tomorrow night at Mike's Joint.
Wow.
Hank Look Around Cafe. Tomorrow night, Mike. O'Mara's, Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Thanks for letting me know.
Show bar, internet gambling, all of this. Mike's O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas. See you there.
I think I understand. I think I finally figured it out.
that
in order to get the regular name mentioned, I have to endure either. And let me see if I've got the three. And the new one is internet gambling. The show bar.
Offshore gambling.
Internet gambling.
Totally bar. Legal. Right. Totally right. Legal.
It, was there a third or is that it? It's the show bar or the internet gambling.
Well, there's others, Mike.
I'm sure.
There's many more.
I'm sure there are.
But, I want to stay friends with you. So it's tomorrow night at Mike's Joint.
The
internet is on. The information is on the internet on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. We're just going to be there.
That's right.
It's 2 hours. We will have a special collectible item, a pin, mm-hmm. only available to those who show up tomorrow night to say hi. And we will explain tomorrow night why that pin is so collectible.
Get them while they're hot.
You'll know if you're there.
So come on out, and if nothing else, come out and smell us.
Yeah,
because
someone should.
I find a lot of people do that. When we go out somewhere, they like shaking hands. Or
likewise.
They like saying hello, and, speak for yourself there, Buzz.
We smell them. Some of us smell them.
Speak for yourself. Well, some of them smell.
Yes.
Which is why I always try to smell my freshest.
Some smell because quite good.
Even the ones that smell offensive are wonderful.
Because I know when we go out to meet people, I like hearing that. You smell good.
Yeah.
Maitre d'.
And how many times I would like to say, and you smell like an ashtray.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you know why I don't?
Why?
Because I'm there to make friends.
Well, it's right. Making friends. It's reaching out. It's touching hands. That's what it's all about.
And because literally I've had 45 Altoids before I dare speak to anybody.
Yeah, because you usually have a big cigar on your way over there.
You bet your ass
right.
I do. I mean, who am I to say
someone's
mouth?
You can have a cigar in there, too, if you want.
Tastes like an ashtray. Yeah. Well, no, I can't do that. Got to keep the breath fresh.
Yeah, in case you want to plant one on one of your female guests.
No, just say hello to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's the
and that's how you say hello, though. Everybody
that's
should know that.
You always
if
have.
You come out and see us.
Man or woman.
Uh-huh. A man or a woman, Don says hello with a French kiss.
Open mouth kiss.
Right.
And incidentally, I like to be the aggressor, okay?
Well, and the amount of tongue that you receive is dependent on how, how friendly you are towards
actually, it's quite phallic.
You don't know.
I like to have the tongue sucked. What I like doing is when I meet somebody, a new listener, again, male, female.
Doesn't matter.
I do have my standard. You got to be old enough to vote.
Right.
What you do is allow me to thrust my tongue into your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Deep into the mouth.
And I probe and then do what I do. And then eventually.
Explore if it's welcome. If it's rebuffed. That's why you've had bloody tongues occasionally. When someone just clamps down because they're tired of that kind of treatment.
If they're just not, they're not doing it right.
Right.
I like to have my tongue lightly sucked when I meet someone and
man or woman
and thrust my mouth on their mouth.
Right, you're gonna get a lot of that tomorrow night. Now
so come and enjoy.
Now that you've gone ahead and asked for it,
come and enjoy my darting tongue. I dare you to. I dare you to, and tell me that it doesn't taste like a baby's diaper.
You're gonna get it.
A sick baby's diaper.
Line up to receive yours.
Like a baby that's had colic.
Come on out tomorrow and suck Don's tongue.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I was curious to know, after all these years you spent in Virginia, all the way back through WAVA, how come you picked Rockville, Maryland to move to?
Because that's where the company had studio space where they could build us fabulous new digs.
Not a good answer.
Get it? Digs?
Well, how about...
What do you mean, not a good answer?
What do you mean, not a good answer?
I got to stick up for Virginia. You've been home,
Go to hell. What do you mean,
you guys
stick
are running across the border.
You're still fighting that war, aren't you? You're still fighting the war between the states.
And how's that drive from Manassas to Rockville going to work out? That ought to be a lot of fun.
Hey, really, if you want to think about everything in our lives, have you wondered all about Mike's, his Hispanic attacks?
Mm-hmm.
Have you wondered at all about that? I mean, if you want to think about how it'll be a longer commute for Mike, why'd you think about something like that, sir? Why'd you think about something that matters?
I'm surprised at your answer. I'm shocked and surprised.
I'm shocked and surprised you're on the air.
Totally embarrassed and totally disappointed.
Yeah. You're shocked and surprised.
I'm trying to stick up for Virginia.
Why are you trying to stick up for the state of Virginia?
The
is there a need for that?
What's the problem with moving? Why do you care where the show is done from?
By the way,
as a Virginian, I have proudly called you our pride and joy for all these years, even though you claim to be a D.C. station. Virginia fans know that you've been in all...
Are you a lifelong Virginian, sir?
Hey, listen...
Sir, as you were flapping your gums, I asked you a question. Are you a lifelong Virginia resident?
Yes, I am.
All right, Dumas, the station that you hear us on will be the same station, with the transmitter still in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just be doing the show from the state of Maryland, which, incidentally, for those of you outside the D.C. area...
And we will all still be residing in Virginia.
That's right.
Temporarily.
And for those of you outside the D.C. area who don't understand how feeble this guy's argument is, you have Washington, D.C., which is the city, which is in the kind of in the middle, and then on the upper side, you have Maryland,
right.
And on the lower side, you have Virginia. And for an area that encompasses about 5 million people, that's really the Washington, D.C. area.
It's all the same.
So for us, literally, to move the studios to Rockville, I think it's something like 22 miles.
And it's all one big happy family.
That's
right.
That's how far we're moving. It's really
not certain people.
It's not a big deal.
There are always people that will frown upon, you know, the different states. People like Rob, who have always. But Rob doesn't like anything different. Whether it's a different state,
right.
Whether it's a different color.
You know, and here's another one for you. Hold on before you jump in there, Johnny. Hold on a second.
Johnny Carson?
No. Johnny likes to talk a lot.
It's a long name.
when I said to you, why don't you ask something, Mike, happy or constructive, like about his Hispanic attack? Uh-huh. You know, why couldn't you just be happy that finally we're excited we're going to get new digs, which will hopefully make the show better for little brains like you.
And I am excited with you, trust me.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No,
yes,
you're not.
Well, then why are you causing all this trouble?
Well, actually, if I could latch on to one little thing before I eject out of the phone call, I will say this.
Oh, no, and listen.
Call.
Hold on.
You're better than your first phone call.
Oh, no, you are far worse than the first phone call.
It's gotten worse.
The first phone call at least had the sense just to come on with whatever
you're
it is.
You're trouble with a capital T.
Oh.
The first guy was just making conversation. I mean, who can fault him? It's an unscreened call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but your criticism of him was he didn't have anything to talk about. At least
and our criticism of you is that what you bring to the table as a topic is really kind of irrelevant, unless you are still living in a time when states were battling against states.
Is this little Tommy?
I know that's hurt. The time you love.
No. Is this little Tommy the guy that you
just called Rob Brown?
Why?
Because somebody else said so.
Mike's all the way down in Manassas. I'm a Yankee.
What are you, a stalker or something? I don't like you.
Stalker?
It's the second time you've mentioned where I live.
It's where your restaurant is. I don't even know where you live.
Why did your voice go up like that? Yeah, why are you getting so upset? Why is your voice going up so much?
I thought I was bringing a good call to the table. It's been years since I bothered to call. I figured I'd try something.
Since you bothered to call, well, don't do us any favors.
Just so we can be totally clear, what you brought to the table in as far as content in this great call was, how could you possibly abandon the fine state of Virginia? That basically was it?
I'm afraid it was.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, then pound sand.
Okay.
Really? I mean, pounded
it's
hard.
It's the same area. Everybody goes through the same beltway.
Not a man
go around. It's one big cycle. It's a giant cycle that goes
hard
through all sorts of states.
And really, if you want to know the truth, and now I'll be honest with you, you know why we're leaving? People like you.
Yeah.
People like Virginians like you. Because really, it's not studio space. Let's be honest.
Well, when I greet
both Mike and I said,
it's not studio space at all. It's the gun lobby. It's the gun lobby. And you have a wonderful ability to just keep on talking.
Stand on my side of the river and throw rocks across of all the Maryland people I see.
Why don't you see if you can skip a rock across the river?
That's right.
All right. Go to the narrowest part, Hump.
How about that?
Wow.
I'm proudly
ejecting that. Have a great day.
Don't be
How
proud.
Are we supposed to have a great day after you just called and ruined the beginning of the show?
No, I ruined it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not ruined it. Of course, you didn't totally ruin it.
You've just thrown us completely off track.
Do I have anything left to contribute or give?
No, really.
Requirements that I haven't met.
Now,
I was trying to eject, but I'm
you
not
know what?
Just being a coward.
Hold on. Oh, great.
You're a PA.
Here's the thing.
You are a pure ass.
Here is the thing. Mikey's 100%. This guy's never been stepped on. And I don't. That's some drug lingo for those of you out there. He's absolutely pure
ass.
Pharmaceutical grade.
Now, here is.
He's filled with baby laxatives.
Here's what I throw your way because I think that you would eat this up. If you really want to make it up to us today, while we still work in the state of Virginia, and while today's temperature will be in the upper 90s, you will bring yourself down to make things right with the show and allow us to duct tape you to a tree.
Oh, dear.
While we're still in Virginia.
While we're still here. This is a today off, a today, right now, seize the moment.
With blankets.
Make it happen. Make it happen.
You guys aren't going to let me off the hook, are you?
With blankets and a ski cap.
Wow.
No, and if you're in the state of Virginia, you got to be close.
Oh, I'm real close.
Of course you are.
I got two kids I'm supposed to be watching in about 30 minutes. That's
no
problem.
Are they your own, or you run a daycare center?
Of course they're my own.
Oh, dear.
Well, can't you farm them off on mom for a couple minutes?
Are you sure they're your own, or do you have some sort of appointment with Dateline NBC?
I'll go with pretty sure that they're my own. How about that?
You're going to be one of those guys where Chris Hansen comes out of the kitchen. How are you doing?
How old are your kids?
My kids are 3 and 6.
3 and 6. And what did you plan to do with them this afternoon? And where is Mommy, if I may be so bold?
Mommy is actually heading off to a class, and it's my night to take care of him while she goes. And
well, he planned to do what he does every time he's got to watch them alone. It's gather the kids around and let's watch Daddy drink.
So what time are you scheduled to pick them up?
Wow. I'm supposed to be there within the half hour. She leaves at...
How many children are we talking about here?
Two, Mike. A 3-year-old and a 6-year-old.
All right, two.
I see no reason that we can't ask someone like fabulous Mrs. Gomez or someone else who works here at the station.
Kevin.
Someone with a feminine touch, Mike. Hey, one of our female friends.
Okay, very
like
good.
Like Mrs. Friends.
Mrs. Friends, Mrs. Gomez.
We'll find a
Mrs. Barton.
Who perhaps could take your children and put them in a back room and put Nickelodeon on and get them a
or Mr. Hedges.
Juice box. Right. And we promised your children would be happy and the blinds would be shut and they would not see what you would be going through outside.
Or Andrew.
For roughly 20 minutes.
No, not Andrew.
I don't know.
No.
What do you think?
I don't know, guys. I gotta run scared. I never expected this call to blow up in my face like this.
Yeah, no one ever does.
Yeah, you know, frankly, I didn't.
I know.
I had your size up all wrong.
Just think somebody like me.
Had your size up all wrong.
Did you grow up with any siblings at all?
I have one sibling, yeah.
You know,
really? Do they live?
Had you sized up all wrong, I'll tell you why.
The other.
You sound to me to be a long-term diehard listener. Kind of listener that probably tonight is going to go home and kick himself and say, oh, had a chance to be there, had a chance to see the show before it leaves Virginia, actually got on the air, kind of screwed things up, but then could have been a real part of the show. Could have had my kids back there. They could have seen what goes on. They would have gotten stuff from the show.
Freestyle.
I'd be able to look myself in the mirror in the morning.
But I missed my opportunity.
And you know, I'm never going to get through again. And if I ever get through, they're going to instantly know that it's me.
That's right.
You know, and it could have been your chance. I mean, how do you think Dennis Murphy started?
That's right.
Well,
and then after a series of disappointments,
and I had sized you up as a guy who likes to seize the moment.
Carpe
that was the reason I dialed the phone.
That's
dude.
It. But obviously, I have.
Do you have one hand?
I have. Obviously, I have misspoken. I thought I was speaking to a man with two testicles.
No. Speaking of two testicles, do you have both your hands, sir?
I do.
Well, see, you could lose one, and then you could be like Dennis.
I'm sorry.
Maybe that would be a good show, too.
I don't know that I could
too.
Ever achieve the level Dennis has achieved.
It's probably best that you just do pass on this. You know, I had you sized up as one of those guys we could have some fun with. One of those guys who got the show. One of those guys that would say, hey, okay, you know what? I'll come down and do it. You know, hot day. Maybe be a part of show history. But, yeah, you're not like that.
No, he's letting his children get in the way.
You're not a...
Wow,
Don't apologize. It's me. I think I have an eye for it. And I had you pegged, and obviously, hey, somebody called, that's incredible. I was wrong. I was wrong about
that.
That
doesn't happen often.
But
that's incredible. Know that that's
I have
incredible.
Brought the show to a stop. I can't believe I did it, but I think I have.
Do you coach athletics, like little league athletics?
Anything? How'd you know that?
You just have that sound in your voice.
Right. That's...
You know, really, really, the more you're on the air, the more really you've got to come down and serve some sort of penance today. What if we offered you a souvenir from the Virginia studio?
A souvenir. Goodness.
How about you could steal one of those big, gigantic, nice matted bus boards that they have off the wall? Or perhaps our Elvis... What is that? That's not a painting on the wall.
It's an Elvis picture laminated to wood.
See, now my guard's up because I'm afraid of what you're actually going to do to
Elvis in Hawaii.
Here's what we will do. Uh-huh. We will take
Bring
you
a
out,
bathing suit.
We will take you outside. Yeah. Make you strip down either to a bathing suit, underpants, gym shorts, whatever. Uh-huh. We'll duct tape you to the tree, and then we'll just have some fun. You know, nothing awful.
That's where the fun starts.
Nothing, you know, ants, fire ants, biting crickets.
You know, nothing. I mean, just, you know. some guys hear the call to greatness. I thought you were one of those that, that heard the call.
I don't hear him answer.
And this would be going...
Could be a step saver if you brought down a red lipstick.
Going. Now, come on. Are you a show saver or are you a show record?
I'm going to chicken out.
Now, you have basically ruined the entire week.
Going. I made a bet.
Now, hold on. Hold on just a second. I bet the... We have the first caller calling back. Hey, first caller.
Yes, sir.
This is the same guy, right?
Yes, I am.
Joe,
what do you have to say to this guy?
He sounds a little disturbed, that's all.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Here's what I think about him. And you know what I bet? Where are you calling from, first bad caller we had today?
I'm calling from Solomon Islands.
Solomon Island. Well, that's a way
to... Is there an S on the end of that? Isn't it a singular thing?
Solomon Island? Solomon's Island.
Solomon's Island.
Oh, come on. He's right. Gilligan's Islands. Don't you remember?
Yeah. And the Hawaiian Islands.
The Hawaiian Treasure Islands.
I had to call to apologize.
Don't apologize. I'm sure if you were close enough, and you literally are hours away, you would come down and pay a price for stopping the show, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You could give me a wedgie, anything you want to do.
Yeah, but Solomon's Island, you can't ride your bike that far.
No, you can't.
But he has the spirit.
I could stop by tomorrow if you want.
No, thank you. And I do believe you on that because, you know, as I've already sized you up as a man who could seize the moment.
Right.
I'm not from Virginia like him. So.
Thank you for the call, friend. Uh-huh. Thank you for the call. You're the reason we're moving to Maryland. Thank you for the call. Good day, sir.
All right, bye.
Maryland.
Now, guy on the phone. Oh, he just hung up. The guy on the other line just...
Did we lose both of them?
Maryland or Virginia hung up?
Yeah, both.
Oh.
Did Chatterbox hung up?
Chatterbox actually, who wanted to stay on the phone for the whole show, left us.
Perhaps there's someone out there that heard this awful previous 17 minutes of radio. And I know there's some of you out there who are like, you know who deserves that? Me and Mike. You should probably take us outside and torture us.
Well, that would happen if we didn't run the show.
For making you listen to that. No, but that's right.
A job to do.
Unfortunately, you know, let's face it. We're the Saddam Hussein of this radio show.
It's the way it works.
You know, Saddam and Uday.
But they're...
Uday and Usay.
Uday and Usay and...
Uday, Anday, Ike May.
And Jethro and...
B-A, Bay, B-E-B, B-I, Bicky, Bye, B-O-Bo. Bicky, Bye, Bo, B-U, Boo.
Bicky, Bye, Bo. Hold on. I can't do that unless we start from the beginning.
We can do it slowly.
Hold on just a second. If there's someone out there who heard that and is willing to come down today... Hold on. Please. Come down. I know you... I'm talking to you now, Mike. You'd love it more than anybody. If there was someone out there willing to say for the good of the show, they'd come down and be the stand-in for that dope. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, could we have some fun outside today? Just for one break. And
you know what we could do?
What?
We could, if they wore a bathing suit, this wouldn't even be really distressing somebody due to the elements, which is fun, but, you know, if they died, it's a drag. What you want to do is you duct tape them to a tree. They can either be fully clothed or wearing a bathing suit, not underwear because the police don't like that.
Right.
And then we get ourselves a bunch of balloons, and everybody takes a crack at the guy, throwing it as hard as they can.
Water balloon. That'd be refreshing.
What do you think? Yeah. It's cruelty, but it's not.
You know what else I like as well? I like the thought of getting some guy strapping it to the tree. And making him wear makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lipstick was a nice touch.
We put makeup on his face.
And maybe even, like, outline his boobs.
And then maybe write, like, ass across his chest.
Yeah.
It's not really that humiliating.
No. It's fun.
How intriguing and appetizing are we making this sound? Does this sound like the thing you'd like to do to be involved with the show today?
It's kind of a holiday thing. We're still enjoying the holiday.
Because, you know, we could have saved everybody trouble and just hung up on the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I was blowing smoke saying, you know, trying to, well, I thought you were the type of guy who had what it takes.
Does Joshua Tree not want to do it?
But Mike, it's got to be, hold on, look at this. Oh, Volunteer City.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is like Katrina time. Hello, Don and Mike show. Welcome to our Tardathon.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, who is it?
Hey, this is Brian.
How old are you, Brian? That's the first question I'm going to ask all these guys. How old are you?
34.
Oh, see, that's right away. That's good. I like that.
Brian, where are you from?
Vienna, originally.
I mean, where are you at right now?
Right now, I'm actually in Alexandria, finishing up on a job site.
That's a bit of a haul to get out here from Alexandria.
But boy, oh boy.
About an hour.
About an hour. Could we count on you?
Definitely.
And you would.
And if he gets out here and we get somebody else in the interim, we can have two.
Yeah, hold on a second. We might. Yeah, hold on. Yes, we'd love you to, because now I see.
Get the lipstick ready. We're going to make them up.
All of the lines are ringing. I bet we have a lot of volunteers. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Michael.
Hi there, Michael.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm riding Falls Church.
Oh, and would you come down and volunteer as well?
Yes, I will.
Do you have a bicycle?
No, I don't.
Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Did you hear that laugh at the end?
Yeah.
Michael's the first one that's just a little more odd.
Enjoying it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I was calling to volunteer to come, but I'm a lot farther away than Falls Church.
Where are you at?
I'm at Lanham.
Lanham, Maryland? No, too far. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, though.
But there was a day you could make it from Lanham to Fairfax in 5 minutes.
When we moved to Rockville, that'll be easier. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Those were the good old days, Mike.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the air.
No, Rob, you could drive around the Beltway.
That's Hello. Right,
5 minutes Lanham to Fairfax.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
How do?
Hello?
How do you do?
Yes. Hello, what's up?
I'm here.
How do you do?
Oh, is this another volunteer?
Yes, I'm here. I'm 10 minutes away. I'm in Burke. I'll do it.
Okay, hold on. Hold on just a moment.
The bedroom community of Burke. How fabulous.
Just a moment. Let's call Joe Retardo and see what's happening.
Hello?
Hello. Oh, hi, Johnny.
Hi.
Hi, Johnny.
How you doing?
How's your retarded brother doing?
Oh, he's doing just fine.
All right, well, I guess we should get the information, and as many sacrificial lambs as would like to come down today. And
how many trees do we have in the front yard?
But what?
And boy, oh boy, Johnny, someone's going to have to go on a shopping spree.
What if we tied them all around the tree?
We need duct tape. Mm-hmm. And we need
lipstick.
We also
lipstick.
Need, sadly, batteries, because we have no batteries for the wireless mics.
And we need balloons.
Yes.
So we need balloons that we have to fill up with water.
Okay, so Joe's going to have to go to the store, or somebody's got to go to the store.
I think everything would be available at That's My Giant, right up the street. I think they'd have everything.
Okay, make a shopping list.
And we need gasoline. No, just kidding.
Just lighter fluid.
And a gallon of bleach.
And some lime.
That's for later.
Right. We need some lime, and we need a book of matches.
Oh, I've got a lighter. Don't need that.
All right, so let's see. Hold on. Let's really make the shopping list. We need duct tape.
Hold on a second. Let me get a piece of paper.
No, Rob's writing it down right now. We need duct tape. We need...
Raisins?
We need...
Not helping.
Stop.
I am sorry.
We need lipstick.
Right.
We need lipstick. We need disposable razors.
We need suppositories.
We need this. You know, Mike keeps throwing in items from his own personal shopping list. You know, raisins. How many times have I ever said to Mike, "You need to think of the stories as well"? You're going raisins and suppositories.
And brand.
Get me the raisins. And get me the suppositories.
If we
please.
Have disposable razors, we'll need cans of
shaving
cream.
Right.
Yes. No, they don't need shaving cream. Let them shave dry.
Also,
Johnny.
Also, no. Come on, please. A jar of honey.
Oh dear.
And the balloons, did we get balloons on the list?
Yes, and
balloons.
And you can probably find those like in the kitty section, balloons. Robbie, what do we got?
9-volt batteries, because engineering needs them. Balloons, duct tape, lipstick, disposable razors, shaving cream, and honey.
And a drill.
Electric?
They don't have drills.
Or a crank drill.
I was just having fun.
And I made the letters in Big Joe size, so he shouldn't have any trouble.
And about a two-foot section of rubber hose.
All right, here you go.
And
you have to buy the whole hose. We can cut it up.
I'm doing the whole South American torture thing.
So Daddy's paying for that, so make sure that Joe doesn't run out and buy himself a tattoo or something.
Good luck seeing Joe again ever.
Okay.
You can buy a car with one of those cards.
Don't tell him that.
I think.
Bye, Johnny.
And a all Cooper right. Mini. Oh,
send him right out.
As soon as we have the list, there it is right there. He's moving.
Send him right out. Because,
and, Rob, on your way out, I would like to supervise with a Segway scooter. Or a scooter, as it's called. Scooter from Mobile. All on that tree. That lovely ant-infested tree.
Some fun today.
The
Hello.
Punishing tree.
Hello, Don.
Punishing tree.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Tree of Reckoning.
That's going to be the name of the book. The Punishing Tree.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
Very well. How are you doing?
How do you do?
I am doing fine.
How are
I was
you
uh, I was wondering if when is your guys' appearance at Mike's restaurant?
Tomorrow night.
Because I'm taking you quite literal with your French kissing comment.
Okay, and we are being literal. I mean, that was Don's thing, but can I horn in on it?
Can I
jump in since we've got a guy on the line?
Sure, Mike.
I'll be the burly guy with the full beard drinking the milk.
Okay, you win. You really did. You know what? I was gonna sit here and try to punch it out with you until you brought up the milk
and a cigar.
Oh my God! Whole milk and a cigar.
Yeah.
Kiss
okay.
me.
All right. No, you win. I will not kiss you tomorrow.
Oh.
Nah, but since you're doing that, since you're drinking the milk, smoking the cigar, I will nibble on your ear.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Very good.
Just as you can.
He's there.
Yeah, we have lots of cheese.
I'm trying to tell you, Joe's tame.
Yeah, it's a restaurant. We're wall-to-wall cheese. And then you mentioned the guys that are going to be there. Add that cheese, too.
Hardinger's body cheese.
Would you like that in toe?
Or crotch?
And I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, that's delightful.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I'll be looking for the kid toucher. I'll see you there.
Thanks, guys.
Come on by. Get the wax cleaned out of your ears.
I'm sure I recognize you.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye!
And fun.
Bye-bye. So have we
enjoy a fabulous earwax shooter.
Have we sent the shopper out?
Yes, we were able to successfully revive him, and he is on his way.
Did he have a little too much Memorial Day, did he?
No, it's just Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll have some fun, and for everybody that comes down, you know, being as it's going to be a hot weather event,
yes,
and it's going to push 95 today here in D.C.
You know what I'm hoping? We're going to use one tree, correct?
Yes.
I'm hoping that we get too deep around the tree at the very least.
Everybody who participates gets a month worth of free coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, there you go. Because what do you think of on a 95-degree day? And don't put any ice in it.
It's not
the way the beverage was meant to be consumed.
Now, to be fair, because I don't want to piss off a national client.
Yes.
Yes, if you demand it, you can get a month's worth of free iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Now, don't they specialize in it?
Get that refreshing lift you need and be at your best all summer long with the Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation very
sure. Plus free lift tickets.
However, I am sure that now that commercial has been read in its entirety for our fine sponsor, Dunkin' Donuts, they would not have a problem with us giving away to everybody a month's worth of piping hot Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Can't we make a little notation on the gift certificate that the coffee must be served hot?
Hot only.
Piping hot.
I'll cross out the word iced and initial it.
That's it. Perfect.
Okay. So come on down and we'll have some fun. Now, for goodness sakes, I got a break first before the weekend. I got a lot of weekend stuff. A lot of it involves YOU buzz.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
The crazy...
Hey, hey, ho, ho.
The crazy world of buzz.
Thought I removed the evidence.
Well, Buzz was nice enough to come over and house it for me for the weekend. I left the dogs, went up to the beach, to the shore, to spend some time with Big Frida,
right.
And then some time with the GF.
Mm-hmm.
And while all that was happening, Buzz was... in my house, and
I know that I went to the party.
He surprised me.
Shh.
Wow, he really surprised me.
I cannot believe how good that party was.
That's all I want to say. Buzz is a wacky, wacky man.
I just want to say thank God for the light colored carpeting.
Yes,
it was nothing bad. But
have you ever house sat for him before?
For no one. I've never sat for anyone before.
Okay, we'll discuss it. I think it's worth a listen. It certainly is going to be better radio than us talking to that dumb guy, which ended up at least with a bunch of people that will be strapped to trees today as sacrificial lambs.
So that's everybody now, so that means I'm finally, it's my place on the list.
Yeah, you're next.
Of course, we go away at the same times, so that's probably not going to work. But technically, if I wasn't going away, I'd be next on the list of house sitting, wouldn't
that's yeah. He picks his nose.
Yeah, Mike. Right. Yeah. Because I know you.
Didn't I mean?
I know you. Because you'd be doing that everywhere. You really would. You would wipe your fingers everywhere. Yeah, I know you would.
I would.
I know you would.
And I would eat a combination of food and drink that would result in vomiting.
Yeah.
Projectile. No, I wouldn't. I would have a good time. I'd spend most of the time in your pool.
Yeah.
Just as bad. I've seen Caddyshack.
Very, very good. No, it would be a good time was had by all.
Spalding!
The world needs ditch diggers.
Betty,
like Fresca,
come over and mow my lawn.
So anyway, it was an interesting weekend.
Good.
I'll just tell you that. I got some stuff from Ocean City and some stuff, but mainly it's Buzz and Marcia.
Huh.
So we'll start there. And then I know Mike had a great time in Boston with his kids.
Oh,
and,
man.
Good.
The best. The greatest. Good.
So
except
we'll
for the ass hats.
We'll talk about, you know, my odd weekend, then Mike's good weekend, and then I got a very panicked call from Rob on Sunday.
Oh, dear.
Something about having to go to buy a... the word started with F and ended with the K. I think the word was fire truck. Something about having to buy a fire trucking inflatable pool at Target.
Yeah,
on
fire trucking.
On Memorial Day.
Oh, those are fun.
Exactly.
Or Labor Day. What
piece
was
of
it?
Cake.
It was Memorial Day.
Love Target
Memorial Day.
Sunday afternoon.
Uh-huh. He loves it.
Sure.
Father of the year.
Thank you.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you one thing in the office.
What?
And this is the truth also.
Okay.
I made quite the scene in Dulles Airport on the way, and I was wrong. I have to say that I was wrong, and I was very embarrassed.
We'll save it for your story, though.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Want to hear that?
See the softer side of the sassy Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, well.
The softer side of the ugly tourist, Mike O'Mara.
I'll tell you, I just want to tell this guy one thing.
What's that?
If I wasn't on my little happy pill,
yeah.
You know, based on my Hispanic attacks,
yeah.
I would have knocked this guy on his ass
okay.
Right in front of my kids.
Okay.
But thank God for the pill.
Okay, that's a good tease.
Prick.
Stay right there, because you want to apologize to him because you were wrong.
I was completely wrong, but it doesn't mean
okay.
I can't be mad at the guy.
That's right.
Okay.
I was so wrong.
I got you.
And I was so busted.
Okay.
And I was such the ass. I would not have had... I would have been... The jury would have been unanimous, and I would have gotten life.
Let me invite him to come down to our... we're number 15 of the ratings party tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
At Mike's Fightin' Bar. Tomorrow night at O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas.
Yeah, you know, it's so foolish
if you
of
like,
me.
If you like to get tender, you're going to love a Wednesday night at Mike's.
That's tough.
Because in the back
that's,
room,
that's, that,
in
please,
the back
keep
room,
killing
you've
me.
Got a boxing
now, now
ring.
You're really hurting me now. You find different ways, because it's what you do.
Offshore gambling.
It's what you do. I'm fine with the offshore. I'm even fine with the poll and the show. That's fine. But now you're talking about, you know, no, we'll have none of that. We'll have none of that. It's nothing like that.
Oh,
no.
So you don't have regular... Okay.
The only fighting we have is cockfighting.
And who brings the cocks to fight? Is it the day laborers? And do you or do you not have them spar against each other in the back parking lot? After hours. Almost like something from like the Untouchables. Because you've got all the guys in the fedora sitting back there.
Only like, when it's very slow.
Like a craps game. Everybody's just throwing out dollar bills like, I like the guy in the John Deere hat.
Only when it is extremely slow.
But it's for charity.
That's right. God bless you, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah,
it's for charity.
Always.
It's always
where's
for charity.
Where's charity start at?
Charity starts at
home.
It does indeed.
Home.
Mm-hmm.
Home, Ralphie boy.
Nobody's ever...
Hello, Ralphie. Time for another bout. Someday we'll tell you why that's funny. Someday very soon we'll tell you why that's funny. Got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike.
I hope I've done justice in presenting what I think is rewarding about emergency medicine. Now, with the time we have left, anybody have any questions?
Do people really come into the ER with foreign objects stuck in their rectums?
I don't think that's the kind of information people are here for.
I wouldn't mind here.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes it happens.
What's the weirdest thing you ever took out of somebody's rectum? Bowling trophy.
The Don and Mike Show.
We have a bowling team.
Now you know where the trophy went.
Baby, I love their way. Every day, Don and Mike.
How about Tony Diggs? One of our engineers.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Now normally Tony, like us, is a member of the Lazy Man Club. Something to be done. Love this about Tony. Say it with love.
Right.
Pitches all the way. Yeah. Every step.
So one of the things that makes us like him so much.
Yeah. Every step. Like, how's today going?
Well,
they got me doing so much stuff.
Oh.
song right on. Tony, when he's very stressed out.
Which is every day at this point.
Well, they are yelling at him and telling him, build 8 studios, fix this, fix this. Oh, the computers don't work. Tony will sometimes just come to the door, stick his head in. We'll go, hey, you having a bad day? And he will go, However, today he has a spring in his step. Because
why? Because he was coming in when I was going out to the potty.
He doesn't mind doing the extra last minute work to set up the wireless microphones when the sacrificial lambs get here,
right.
Because he also enjoys the thought that people will be punished.
Oh.
In this case,
yeah, he's filled with great joy.
In this case, I believe he's simply just transferring his anger about his day-to-day existence here
that works
onto these people, which is why we
this
get the, you know, how's it going?
Maybe we can have him throw a water balloon.
I'd like to.
Oh, he'd love to.
Yeah.
Love to. He'd probably love to be much more violent.
That's right.
If possible.
Right.
But I believe he's a tender gentleman who likes Bacardi Limon.
Yeah, he's a very, very sweet guy.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs. Like any sweet person who comes to work here, this place has poisoned him.
Bittered him. Yeah.
Takes it out.
Like it's poisoned all of us.
All right, let me get right to the weekend, because we've got a lot of stuff to get to now, with people coming down today to be taped up to the tree.
Yeah. Why don't you just say punished?
So, the weekend.
Yes.
I'm almost going to have to do this backwards. There's really only two things of note to mention. Totally unrelated. I was so glad to go down to the beach and spend some time with Big Frida. Spend some quality time with Big Frida.
I know that had to be a little tough for you. How'd that go?
It was, but it went great. You know, I love her and she's wonderful and we're both doing, you know, much better than we thought we would. So that was great to see her. And then once I was done with the family stuff, I had the GF come down and figured, well, what the heck? We'll have a nice night down there at the beach on Sunday night, and Buzz and Marcia were house sitting.
Right.
We'll get back to Buzz and Marcia momentarily.
Okay. Wow, I can't wait for that part.
Because I didn't want the hassle of bringing the dogs down to the beach, and you know, everybody's down there with the dogs on Memorial Day, and you know, with two of them, and the GF's got a dog too. It gets crazy with too many dogs.
Right. Yeah, Memorial Day's a hassle because you got to put the dogs in those uniforms and everything. It's a drag. One for the Air Force, Marines, Navy, Coast Guard. It's ridiculous.
Anyway, when I was at Big Frida's house before I left, she said, "Oh, you know what? On Thanksgiving when you came over, and you might remember this. That's when I was really." Really starting to hit rock bottom with everything that happened to Frida, that we had a bottle of Buzz. There's the name again, Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz's stuff, Absinthe.
Hi,
and
yes.
That's where I, you know, I made my son stop the car at the side of the road, and I was like screaming, F you, God, and I was just...
If you're going to spew into this.
Mad and just, you know, letting it go. And
right.
Anyway, she held up that bottle, and she said, there still is about a half a bottle of this if you want to take it with you. And I said, sure, thank you very much. Then, you know, did that, left, go to the beach place. This is Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
By now, the girlfriend has driven down. She's arrived. She said, how did it go? You know, with Big Frida, are you doing okay? I said, oh, things went great. I said, you know, because Ocean City is where Frida was killed, it has been hard for me to go back there, even though it's been like my second home for the whole time we were married, and mm-hmm. I went there every summer when I was a kid.
Right.
So anyway, it's been tough to go back there, but it's better now. So things are fine, and the girlfriend is there, and she says, how did it go? And I said, it went great. I said, you know what? I'm feeling just really good about things. I've got some of this absinthe. Here's what I think we should do. We should get a couple of these plastic glasses, and we should pour the absinthe in and put a lot of ice in and just go sit down by the beach. I said, it'll be really great because all we need to do is sip, and we can have fun, and I can listen to my music, and you can read your book, and then when we start to get loaded, we can goof on people. And she said, oh, I'm up for this. So I made two pretty tall plastic glasses of absinthe.
Playing with fire.
Did you use water?
Yeah.
Add water?
Yes, absolutely, Buzz. Yeah. Did it exactly the way
you... sugar in there?
Yes, I did. Exactly the way it's recommended. Came outside.
Did you say brilliant?
I did.
Came outside, sat down, and after about a half an hour, held up her glass as opposed to my glass and said, oh, I said, you're not sipping enough. She said, I thought you said it's a sipping. I said, come on, catch up. Have some. This was the bad, this is where it made the bad turn.
Oh.
Because.
She's a smaller person than you are.
Yeah. Well, Mike, everybody's a smaller person than me. But, yeah. And then it was 3 hours of just total happiness and bliss. I mean, laughing and, you know what it's like. When, I mean, and the pressure was off.
It's a pretty amazing feeling.
We're getting loaded out on the beach and it's nice because you're not supposed to, but the lifeguards turn the other way. I realized at one point just how really awful I get, how happy I was. That's what you say, Mike, is happy.
Festive?
This kind of reminds me of you, of what happened to me.
Oh, no.
Not particularly proud of any of it. Not that it's awful. There's a guy that lives across the street from me in Ocean City. And I've seen him out on his deck every year for the whole time we lived there. And it's one of those things, you wave at him, you say hello. And after Frida passed away, you know, all these neighbors that I had only known from waving, they all came over and said hello. Well, when my girlfriend got down there, I happened to say to her before we started drinking the absinthe, I said, oh, look at that guy. That guy across the street looks like the fat guy that used to look like he's lost 100 pounds. I said, I lost 100 pounds. I know what it looks like. I mean, you know, the guy reminds me kind of me. He's kind of still heavy, but if you had seen him before, you'd think,
right.
Oh, my God. So fast forward to now. It's now 5:15 p.m. We've been on the beach in the hot sun, and I should mention, I have had Zippy to eat.
Okay,
because I
this
had
is all day?
All day. All day.
Yeah, a little breakfast, maybe?
I had a cup of coffee. Then I went to see Big Frieda and thought, well, I didn't have the appetite to eat.
Right.
And then I got back and I said to her, you know what? I'll get something to eat later. Let's just go down to the beach.
So your stomach is empty.
Empty. Totally empty. It's about 5 o'clock.
Filled with a green fairy.
We've been sitting there for 3 hours and he came up and the first thing that she said to me was, you're slurring your words. She said, do you realize that? You're slurring your words.
You have a tendency when you imbibe that it goes right to that motor function.
Did you notice the missed calls?
Yes, you called a couple times, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was, you know, before this guy, this neighbor walked up, there was a lot of, you know who would know that? Rob.
Right.
Let's call Rob.
Right.
And I would like go, where is Rob? Yeah, he was a target. So the guy comes over and he says, how you doing? And the guy's name is, I won't give his full, his name is Jeff. He says, how you doing? I say, Jeff. I go to shake his hand. I say, I was just telling my friend, you've lost 100 pounds. And he said, actually, I've lost 102. He said,
wow.
I got my stomach stapled.
So you nailed it.
He said, I got my stomach stapled.
Wow.
And he lifted up a shirt. He lifted up a shirt and... And I just
was it a Sharpay thing?
No, I mean, it was. I know that I offended him because I turned away. I mean, there was nothing to see. It's not like.
Yeah. Did you turn away like this? Oh!
Yeah, but without going the ooh. It was like, I know I did that. And I got the look from, you know, a girlfriend, like, come on, what are you doing? So I turned back and I said, well, you know, so he pulls his shirt back down and I say, you're looking great. You're looking great. More power to you. And he's telling me he's walking and everything. And I said, and also, I said, as long as we're talking, because, you know, it's like the movie Rear Window. Everybody looks at everybody in this in this area that I live in. I said, I have to tell you that when I was observing you and your weight loss, that also I have to say, your mother is really also, I don't know what you guys are doing, but boy, does she look great. And he said,
oh, no.
That's my wife.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Oops. Your mother.
That's my wife.
And your mother.
Then Adrian said,
oh, what an ass move that is.
Adrian said, he's had a very long weekend. You can understand. We've had a little bit to drink. And I said, you know, me, I was like, I thought it was your mother.
Oh, so you didn't let it go.
Yeah. No,
that's the drinky drink. I thought it was your mother. She's so much older than you are.
No. I'm looking at them from across the street. But
right.
He said, you know, when he walked away, she's like, it's a, you know, she says, she
say
said,
hi to Estelle Getty for me.
She says, it's a good thing you're a happy drunk.
Right.
She said, it's a good thing that I'm sure he recognized the fact that you were just pleased to see him.
Right.
You know, it was an honest
mistake. Have you always thought that was his mother?
No, to be honest, I'm not even really sure what woman I was talking to him about.
Okay, all right.
And I was trying to explain that to Adrian later. It's like,
right.
The next day, when obviously I was in control of my faculties, she said, now, which one is the mother, which is the wife? I said, well, obviously that's the wife, and obviously that's the mother. Mm. And she said, well, how could you make that mistake? And I said, you were drinking the same stuff as me. I don't know. So now it's five.
I was talking to the duck.
after this thing with the guy, uh-huh. It's time to, we decide the sun's going down, it's 5:30. Let's make our way back to the place.
Time to crawl back to your place.
We get back, and really, it's like Stagger City. I'm like on roller skates. That's what I feel like.
It's potent stuff. It's very powerful stuff.
All I know is I'm walking up towards, and oh, she's going to love me for this. I'm walking up towards the place, and I turn around to say to girlfriend, you know, where are you? And I notice that she's over in the corner by the dunes, where she's just having some dry heaves.
Talking to the sand.
So, of course, because, you know, I was on such a fantastic role, I said with my very loud voice and loud because I was drunk, I was like, sweetie! Adrian! Are you throwing up?
Oh, no.
You know,
oh,
and
no.
I just see...
Don't leave your beach chair there.
She's over there just... She's just got her hands on her knees, and she nods, you know.
So it hit her when she stood up.
I yelled at her, and then she's like 50 yards away, and she, all I see is her with her hands on her knees. She shakes her head, no. And because I go, what? You're not throwing up, or you can't throw up? What is it? And she just keeps shaking her head, no. And I'm just because I'm, I said, okay. I'll meet you back at the house.
No need to go over to assist at all.
Let's fast forward. 10:15 p.m. I wake up in bed in my bathing suit.
Nice.
Now, I am so disoriented when I woke up. First off, I was like, where am I? Oh, that's right. I'm at the beach.
Right.
And I'm looking at the clock, and it says 10:15, it's dark outside. And there must have been a power failure. I know that I had a lot to drink on the beach, but it's got to be like 4 o'clock in the morning, right? So I go into the bathroom. I don't even think about Adrian being there. I go into the bathroom. I brush my teeth. I go downstairs. She's got the door open. She's watching, like, Law and Order or something. She's reading a book, and she says, oh, there you are. I say, what are you doing up at this hour? And she says, it's 10:15. I said,
so as soon as you got to the house, you passed out?
That was it. I said, what happened? She said, I'll be polite and say you slept.
Uh-huh.
I guess you needed to sleep. You've been upstairs for over 4 hours. I was like, oh, well, this means I will be up all night. And she said, no, I bet you're not. I said, I'll tell you what, I'm starved. Mm. She said, okay, I got some food for you. I must have had 2 bites of food. Then I said, oh, God damn, I'm tired. Damn, I'm tired. She's like, okay.
So this is pass out, wake up 10:15, come down, have 2 bites of food, right back to bed?
Right back to bed, and then up the next morning at 7, feeling perky,
yeah,
feeling
refreshed,
great.
ready to go.
Feeling great, but...
I can't argue with that daytime drinking.
Had that period, that time when it was like from 5, whatever it was, 5:30,
sure.
Whatever. When, all I know is just leaving her going, okay, bye, you got the key? Okay, see you there. And she said that actually, as drunk as I was, it's within walking distance.
Right.
That actually there was kind of a method to my madness. That things were not just thrown here and there.
Right.
She said you realize that like the beach bag that was like full of sand and stuff. She said like you. You put that in the pantry, like with the food, and whatever the portable, the little the XM thing that's like a Walkman thing.
Right.
She said, "You realize that you tried to plug that into the phone charger thing." She said, "I'm amazed you didn't break it." It's like they're just sitting there, and it's so obvious that the two things don't go together.
Right.
Anyway,
you didn't French kiss anybody on the beach, did you?
No, I did not.
All right.
So that's the weekend. Now, here's the thing. Call Buzz early yesterday morning.
Right.
About 7:30. Tell him what happened. Right. Said I had a great time with his friend, the Green Fairy Absinthe.
Right.
Said,
did you finish the bottle?
No, there's some left.
Yeah. Okay.
Brought it home. Brought it home from a man, the house sitter.
Mm-hmm.
I requested it.
So there's a shock.
Bring it to me. So I am Buzz. Bring it to me.
Call Buzz, and I say, hey, you know, we're going to be coming home. She's going to be, you know, following me back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys want to stay and go by the pool, I'm lucky enough to have a pool. You want to stay and hang by the pool, you're welcome. Buzz said, no, we got stuff to do. Okay.
Right.
Here's we get into the Buzz part. Pull up to the house. Now, Adrian's behind me. We've gone, so the two cars, we pull up together in front of the house. And right away, I see... By where the garbage can normally is, I got it moved inside.
Mm-hmm.
There are four big, gigantic, hefty bags full of all kinds of lawn stuff. The like
yard waste.
Yes. And right away, I mean, the dogs are going crazy, like, to have me let them out. She pulls up in her car, and I'm like, what did he do? What did he do? And she gets out of the car, and she says...
Was he being too thoughtful again?
Hold on. She said, what are you talking about? I said... Look at this. Now, the first thing we noticed, in the front of my house, mm-hmm. And as I mentioned before, I'm not hairy homeowner. I do the best I can.
You do fine.
With the mulching and the weeding and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I got a big, long-ass patch of concrete that runs from all the way from the garage all the way down to where the driveway goes. Mm-hmm. And I've spent a weekend, and Adrian has spent part of a weekend out there, trying to pull every single goddamn weed. We've got half of it done.
It's a brick walk, so it's a tedious job.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten half of it done, and it's taken literally hours. That's the first thing I noticed. I said, oh, Jesus.
So this is where the weeds come up in between the bricks?
Right.
Yeah, and there's lots of... I said, oh, my God, look at this. They weeded all this. I said, they weeded all the rest of the stuff that we didn't do. She said, oh. And now at this point... I go inside to let the dogs out, and there's a note from Buzz. And I brought the note in.
Uh-huh.
Here are the glasses, because the font is very, very tiny.
It is. I didn't want to mess with your font.
Dear Don, consider your guest room violated. All is well, and we had a very nice weekend here. Sounds as if you did, too. We had to go home and be with our kitties at our house for a bit.
Right.
We'd love to join you guys sometime for pool, blah, 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 absinthe.
Yeah.
Throws at it again.
Right. To mention
or maybe dinner. See if you can figure out the secret projects we did while you were away. Hint, outdoors. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day, Buzz and Marcia.
Okay.
So, go back outside, because now Adrian and I are walking all over the place trying to see what they've done besides this weeding.
Mm-hmm.
Which is right out front. And we were in the backyard looking, and I really said to her, like a retard, because I am a retard, I said, you know what? We should be like CSIers. I said, we're trying to look at trees to see if anything's been done, like mulching. We got to go where the evidence is. So we go out to where these four gigantic, oversized bags full of leavens are, and the first thing I say is, hold on, look at this. This is from a pine tree. I only have pine trees in the front yard.
Right. Right.
What would he be doing by the pine trees? We go over by the pine trees. I got big pine trees that kind of they're growing over knees. They're growing over like a big cement post that's in
right.
my front yard and
starting to encroach on the driving parking area. Yeah.
this is where it's nice, but it's a bit. Presumptuous.
Oh, okay. All right.
What he did, and he is.
What in the name of God did he do?
I'm not sure of everything he did. He is a good friend, a lifelong
friend.
Does
this mean like his thoughtfulness backfired on him a little bit?
No.
Awesome.
Mike, apparently what he did not like the way that apparently the trees and some bushes around the basketball court and stuff, the basketball net, some. He didn't like the way that the shrubbery was looking, so he went home and got his tools and spent...
You did a little pruning?
Yeah. I mean, not a little pruning. Not a little. I mean, I'm serious. I'm walking around this... We're walking around. We're looking. We're going, oh, hold on. Is that one... Look right there. Look at that one. Do you see? It'd be like, hold on. No, that's where a blue jay was. Or, I mean, like we'd say, no, that's where a bird was.
Right.
Because there would be bird droppings or something. And then you'd go, no, hold on, look at... That is shaved right there.
The fresh cut.
That's a fresh cut. We're walking around. First, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Second, why?
It was easy. I needed something to do, and it was fun. And I thought it might be helpful.
No. I gave special consideration to things like shade, privacy. The only thing I trimmed, and a lot of what I trimmed, by the way, I noticed that it had been cut there in previous years. So I was actually trimming it back to where it had been, say, the year before or the year before that. So this was new growth, basically.
I'm not in any way upset or mad, so please...
I appreciate it.
Don't think that that's where I'm coming from.
No, I can't
imagine why you're not. But, Jesus.
But I like the way it looked. I thought it looked just fine.
It did look
so good. So you don't think his yard looks good?
No, I thought it looked great.
But his yard looks like crap?
But I thought there had been some growth. I needed something to do outside. I had some time to kill.
Jesus Christ, there's 600 million gallons of water in a gigantic cement pond in my backyard.
I spend a lot of time there. And by the way, empty your leaf traps.
Hey, Buzz?
Yeah.
I'm going to be out of town next weekend.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if you and Marsha could come over. Well,
what do you need?
So understand.
Yeah, everything.
Understand.
Bring some paintbrushes.
All right.
I'm very cool with this. He's a very nice guy. But on the other hand, mm-hmm. I stood there with Adrian. She said, you know, that is so thoughtful. She said,
It is thoughtful.
That is so sweet. I said, yes, it's sweet and yes, it's thoughtful. I said, but like, on the other hand, and hear you say it, mm-hmm. it's perfect. Buzz didn't like the way something looked. To Buzz's eye, it looked like something that, well, no, you said...
He fashioned a part of your yard in the way that he would have wanted it to look himself, which is a gross invasion of privacy. Yeah. Rob, I agree with you finally. That's probably what he was doing.
Some people get the munchies.
Some people get that energy thing that they're doing. Yeah, he was probably high. That's why he did it.
All I know is that the two of you must have worked your asses off.
First off,
to do that weeding out there, I'm not... Now, what do you do? You and Marsha work like kids in the Kathy Lee Gifford sweat factory? I mean,
no.
Just sweat shops?
Just the two of us and one pair of pruning shears. And
how many hours would you figure?
Oh, it did the entire thing from start to cleanup in under 2 hours, I'm sure.
Wow.
Maybe less than that.
Impossible.
Did you spray, after you took the weeds up, did you spray some Roundup?
No, I thought with doggies around, maybe that wouldn't be a good idea, and I wouldn't presume to do that anyway.
Just an incredible, you know, I've always known you're an expert on trim. It was incredibly thoughtful.
But became paranoid that the white pines were about to attack.
They were encroaching.
It was weird. And
did you do anything inside?
What'd you do out back?
You know that walk from from the sliding glass door to the kitchen, the long way around to the pool?
Yeah.
Trimmed all the bushes along there because they were starting.
You know that, right, Tom? Because that's yours.
Why'd you do that?
Because they were overtaking the sidewalk to the point that you could barely go single file down the sidewalk, and now you could go two abreast.
Now, there you go. Now, what he's doing is he's calling you a sloppy yard owner.
No,
it's the way that...
I could tell it had been done before. I thought it would be a nice thing to do.
And obviously you haven't been down to the basement yet. Because he has built you a clubhouse entirely out of chocolate.
I hope you like it.
Well, I do thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome. I didn't mean to be presumptuous. I don't think I cut anything that hadn't been cut before.
No, I was kidding. Actually, I was just quoting my good friend Rob. He's the one who said to me it sounded rather presumptuous.
Yeah. Well, Rob, how many times has Rob had sat there?
Now, if I take out bushes...
Well, what does Rob do for you? You leave a bunch of green bottles in your garage?
Nicely arranged.
Yeah. Very, very neatly arranged.
But thank you. Thank you for the...
But boy, those TVs are warm when he comes home. You keep those TVs warm. I want next. I want a house sit next.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
Certainly.
And again, you know, I'm not at all steamed.
Good.
Just, you know, it was just one of those things.
A lot of that will grow back.
I said, well, no.
I can sum up, this is a friend and a coworker and a lifelong associate in the nicest possible way telling you that you keep a bad house.
No, not saying that in any way at all.
That's it.
That's exactly it.
Seeing the mantle that you had carried, the work that you'd already done, I carried it the rest of it.
And keeping in mind that because I know it was you, you know, one of the first things I was going to ask you on today's show was, being as I am a widower living by myself for the last year, how would you rate the overall cleanliness of the abode, the organization?
Amazing.
But still.
Clean. Neat.
Still, you found outside... To be not acceptable.
I was determined to help keep it the way you have made it.
Did you do the one thing I left you the note about with the remote control?
No, I didn't do that project. Because it has to be turned on manually. You're right. That's not going to work.
That's the one thing you can help me with.
Yeah, I know. Well, you need
I didn't need you cutting down trees.
No,
you help me with that remote control.
I understand.
But, thank you, Buzz. I'm looking at a gift horse in the mouse. Thank
in
you.
In July, when he house sits in July, he's going to build a guest house on the grounds.
Lovely.
You're going to love it.
Yep.
You're funny.
Made entirely out of used tires.
You're funny. You're very nice. So
he's got his Weaver.
I thank you, and I thank your wife. And
you're welcome.
May I say, the next time you're out of town for a weekend, and if you want somebody who would not even think about invading privacy.
I don't know you, Mike.
Count on it.
You got it. All right. Again, Buzz, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sleep plenty of food.
Thank you.
Food.
And boy, you're clean, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you're clean.
We took the garbage with us.
Jack, you're clean. I know.
You took your own garbage.
Hold on. You realize this now.
You took your own garbage?
Yeah. You realize that because they were coming over, I cleaned, and in the trash compactor, I put a new bag in on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Here's the trash that was put in the bag on Friday. Uh-huh. Maybe two equal wrappers.
Right.
And maybe some junk mail.
We had a lot of to-go food and stuff like that, so we filled it up.
When I came back, I said, hold on, where's the trash? Adrian said, I bet they took the trash out, too.
I don't want to offend, but all this energy, this insane amount of energy, could really be directed at, like, an adopted child from China.
Could be.
Thank you, Rob.
But more.
Or Joe.
Or Joe.
Okay. All right.
Joe's house sat for you, hasn't he, before?
Yeah.
He does. And how did he leave the place?
Fine. He left his barbecue sauce everywhere. But thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If the shoe was on the other foot, I can't say I would have done Jack to help you out.
So I understand. That doesn't
thank
matter.
You very much, and I'm terribly sorry that
nice going, Buzz. Way to make him feel bad.
Terribly sorry you don't like the way my house looks.
I love the way your house looks.
Terribly sorry you just took matters.
Is the outside
hand.
A show place now?
You know what it is? My Grant Edward Scissorhands. That's exactly what he did.
I know how you like bunnies.
Except they're all phallic.
They're all
penises and vaginas.
Is it true that he sculpted the boxwoods in the shapes of all of your dogs?
No, I told you, they're all genitals.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. Well, that's very modern.
Predominantly male genitals.
I'll make it something else if you want.
No, that's okay. Thank you. When we come back, something totally different that's not nearly as creepy. It's Mike had a wonderful weekend with his daughters.
I had a fabulous weekend with my daughters,
good.
And there were only two. I wouldn't even call one of them an incident, but then there was one major incident. I, too, will work backwards.
Okay.
Because this was the start of my holiday.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll come right back. And you, you know, Burley, or who's the guy? Bounty? Whatever the guy in the...
Bronny.
Paper Tone.
Watch yourself.
All right.
Just watch yourself.
It's just confirmation for me.
What?
He's got a meth lab in his house. he was flying high on speed. That's why I did what he did.
And even, so quickly.
He sounded like Jackie Stallone.
Even
that's why I did it.
Even the
Even
the coffee machine was replaced and was full of water and full of coffee beans.
Good.
Why don't you resurface the driveway, Burbank? Why don't you reshingle the roof while you're at it?
My motto, same as the campfire girls, always leave the campsite neater than you found it.
You know who I'd like to do some work in my house would be Tony Diggs. How do you feel about that, Tony?
But BB doesn't stand for Buzz Burbank.
What's it stand for, Jackie?
Busybody.
Hey, we'll be back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Joining us now, Doris Roberts. And, you know, I've seen you on so many shows.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I love you too, Doris.
Okay.
And I want to ask you an upfront question.
Sure.
Would you consider having sex with me?
All right, that's enough.
Now, hold on. We're asking a legitimate question.
I'm kidding.
If the lighting was right and the spirit moved you, would you ever with this man?
Maybe
right
it was.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe
absolutely.
If I phrased it another way.
Absolutely.
Would you ever consider going on a date with me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's two affirmatives. Okay. And she did answer the first question in the affirmative.
Please understand. I'm serious now. Don't be offended. I'm just being
She's
goofy.
Not. She's not offended at all.
I'm not offended.
It's
you know how many offers I get at this age?
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Doris Roberts.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sam Patton.
could have really used a fart right at the very end.
Would that be for you or for Ms. Roberts?
Yes. And yes. That'd be for me. That'd be for... Hi, Dora.
Pick and eat. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
There it goes.
That's what I hear. Oh, everybody should know we have some corporal punishment coming up on the show today.
Yeah. Is the one guy here already?
One guy's here already. We got three or four guys. We're going to have a tree hugging party today.
The punishing tree.
Yes, the punishing tree. A tree huggers party
outside
today, all because we had one caller right at the beginning of the show. Tomorrow, don't bother watching the Today Show to see the teary send-off for Katie Couric, because it really won't be, because they can't do it full-blown, because she's going to CBS.
Right.
So they're going to do it on a low-key. We'll tape it, and we'll have plenty of,
they've been doing it, on and off for the last couple of weeks.
Right. But tomorrow is the big one. And
today they reprised her little colonoscopy, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, me too.
Look at that.
I saw it too.
6 feet up there.
Yeah. So she had that little boy haircut. And she's laying there. She's obviously doped out of her mind on something. She's like, what did she say? I have a pretty little colon?
The doctor said, you have a very pretty colon. I think that's what it was. And she said, thank you, doctor.
Anyway, this is going to be covered to death, so and it'll be a good chance for us to try to call Katie.
We're going to have ours done one day, but we're not going to take the solution to clean it out. So it should be a very interesting show.
Won't be pretty.
Oh, you mean that stuff she had to drink before?
Yeah, we won't be doing that. It'll just be you and me and two TV screens.
Go ahead, Doc.
Go ahead, Doc. See if you can fit it in there.
He's going to have to use like the old-time periscope from the submarine.
Seeing nothing.
Like from Gray Lady Downer to the bottom of the sea.
Actually, the one thing he's going to use will require a drill bit.
Oh.
It's going to hurt a little.
It'll pinch a little.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike, how was your weekend?
It was wonderful.
How was your weekend?
It was wonderful. I took my daughter Elizabeth and my daughter Catherine to Boston for their very first trip to the Shrine.
Wow.
Into the Shrine of Fenway Park. It was their first trip. It's one of my greatest childhood memories, and I documented it with as many photographs as I could possibly take, because this was just so special for me. The thought that I have in my mind, and I don't know, because I'm not in the minds of a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. I don't know whether they're going to remember this someday, say, hey, I remember that first trip, because they're not boys, and who knows whether they'll maintain an interest in baseball. Right now, they know they're Red Sox fans. They kind of get into it. Elizabeth is 8 years old, and she was, I think, probably halfway through the game when she said, is the game almost over? So she doesn't, track with the baseball. Catherine, I think, was more into it, the older daughter. She was more into the entire experience. But I really was an idiot photographer, because I stopped and took their pictures outside. We got up there really early in the morning.
I thought that's why you were bringing Carla with you.
What's that?
I thought that Carla was going to be the official photographer.
Oh, well, she was, too. I mean, we went back and forth. I mean, there were pictures of me with the girls. There were pictures with Carla with the girls. But mostly it was just pictures of the girls. And the best shot I got the most amazing shot of them. They both, I got them both little Red Sox jerseys. Catherine wanted the one with, Catherine appreciating the quality, wanted the little kids version of the authentic one for Jason Varitek with the 33 on it. Uh-huh. And Elizabeth had a little silkscreen one that had David Ortiz. And it was a picture of them both going right in the tunnel
who's the first player?
Jason Varitek. He's the catcher. He's the catcher and the captain.
And the other guy was?
David Ortiz. What is that? What does that mean?
Nothing.
What are you referring to? Are you pandering to your friend? Is that what you're doing with the difference between Jason Varitek and David Ortiz? Is that what it is?
I just think that, never mind.
I want to know what you mean by the hmm.
Never mind. No,
you stopped my story cold, and I want to know what it means.
Well, I don't know the background of these players. I don't know.
And I made that. Can you hear me make that sound as I went to the water?
I know you did.
I went for a pull on the water
I saw that, but thank you for recognizing that.
But it was so neat. The only thing that put a damper on it was, and of course, this was done also
under.
Can
you find me a picture of the Vertec there? I'm pretty sure I know what the other one looks like. Just from the name.
Yeah.
Find me a picture of the guy.
I'm not sure where you're going with this. Where you're going,
I'm not
with,
going
with Jason Veritek.
I just would like to see a picture of all of the Red Sox, the current lineup.
Yes.
And decide, perhaps, who would be the best choice for your daughters.
Stop it. All right. There you go.
For your
no problem. You
for
go ahead and knock yourself
daughters,
out with that.
If you're going to
we
give
had,
them the role model,
we
have a favorite player.
Is he really bringing up a picture now?
Can you spell Veritek?
Shut up. All right. Here's the deal. So we get to the seats. I spent a lot of money to get the best seats I could get to get as close to the field as possible because I go once a year. Sometimes if I'm lucky, I'll go twice a year, but I go once a year. So I put a lot into this. And the only thing that that put a damper on the afternoon game was these two asshats that came down and sat right to the left of us. And they, look. I am just going to say...
Okay, now find Ortiz.
All right, you're going to find a picture of David Ortiz.
Can I get rid of that picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry, Mike.
No, I'm going to wait.
No, please.
No, I'm going to wait.
Please do not allow me to slow
you
down, please.
Lovely, lovely story of my daughter's first trip to Fenway, and you're making it horrible.
No,
you're making
I'm not,
it something terrible.
I am...
You're soiling it. You're soiling this story that I want to tell right now. What are you doing?
I'm just trying to find a picture of Ortiz.
Need a picture of him. You know what he looks like.
Okay.
He's one of the greatest clutch hitters in the history of the game.
Okay. All right. I knew it.
You knew what? What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
You knew what? Do you want to share it with the rest of the class?
No, okay. You want to bring your daughters up the Boston way. You want them to be lifelong.
I knew that's what it was going to be.
You know,
now you're going to say,
what
we should have gotten them 233s. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
In the Boston tradition,
yes.
The bigoted Boston tradition. All right, it's a long way to go for that joke. That's fine.
No,
I accept that.
You want to buy your girls a jersey for Ortiz? That's okay.
I bought the jersey for whoever they want.
Here's all right. But
and if it, wait.
Could you say to them, honey, listen, here's how we do it in Boston. Isn't there another player you like who's white?
If I was buying a jersey, if it was for me with the name on it, I would have bought the Ortiz jersey. Greatest clutch hitter in the history of the Red Sox, in my humble opinion.
You're not what about the thousands of good white players that have come before him?
You just won't let it go.
No, I won't. No. And I know you're not. I'm just...
But there were these two jerks...
I'm just goofing.
...that came down, and one of them... All right.
Rob, stop it.
One of them... What is Rob doing? What? God damn it, what, Rob? What? What is it?
Give me the thumbs up.
Well, there he is. Jesus. My moment in Fenway Park, and you're soiling it.
I guess of the 25-man current roster.
Yes.
There's 13 Caucasians.
Rob has counted.
Well, somebody did.
Every team.
Rob,
somebody
I think you
did.
Need to get a condo in South Boston.
No, it wasn't him. Somebody.
You have to get a condo in Southie. I think you'd fit right in. It would be fine. But these guys, now I'm totally discombobulated. I'm trying to tell you about my daughters going to Fenway Park. It was a beautiful moment, and here you are making it ugly about the history, which is not a good history of the Boston Red Sox.
And that's all I'm
no one
to
is
point
more,
out.
Well, now have we established that? Okay. It doesn't have the sterling, stunning reputation that some of the other teams in baseball do.
Yeah.
Their baseball had its issues.
A tradition that lives today.
No, not with the Red Sox, of course.
Oh, no, not with the Red Sox.
What? Is that what you were with? What the F are you talking about? You're talking about the black thing. Is Tom Yawkey still owning the team? Is that what this is about?
I don't even know who Tom Yawkey is.
He was the owner when all that was going on. He was
like
a southern gentleman.
I just like effing with you.
It was
about
a special
this.
Moment for me to have my daughters in Fenway Park. I enjoyed it.
This was some of the greatest racism in American sports has happened. The city of Boston.
And many other cities in baseball, too. Many other cities.
I'm not just talking just baseball, either. I'm talking about the entire... Mike, that's...
City in Boston. Bill Russell was played for the Celtics, was actually one of the first African-Americans that was... I think that they had a very good track record with Red Auerbach in the Boston Celtics.
I'm aware of
quite the opposite with the Celtics. They have a they can actually hang their hat on a number of things that were very good in that area. If we're talking from a historical standpoint...
Black players who were good were treated with the proper respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Robert Parrish. I mean, I know...
Well, Robert Parrish was way down the line. I'm talking earlier on.
Well, you know, I'm totally wrong and you're right that Boston, of course, was one of our most racially diverse cities and there was never a trace of anything, even with all those great Celtics teams.
Jesus Christ.
You know, you could say, listen, you could say the same thing. You could say the same thing about Green Bay.
I'm a Red Sox fan.
It's a hot button with you. That's why I like pushing it.
I'm a Red Sox fan.
I know, but...
I took my daughters, F you and your buddy, too. I took my daughters up to to Fenway Park. And all of a sudden, this is where we're going with this.
No, only because...
I'm paying you boys back. I'm saving this. I'm filing this.
Only because it bothers you.
Because of the great, you know, the great, great tradition of the Green Bay Packers that was so incredibly racially diverse.
Throw it. Yeah.
Yes. Are we done? We did that the last time.
I know, but you didn't get as mad the last time as you are this
time.
Well,
I'm mad now because you're just going on with it. You're going on and on and on and on with that. And it's like, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? This is the team when I was a little kid that I rooted for, okay? And I wasn't raised like he was raised, you know? Serious, no one was. If you want to talk turkey, you know? Whoa.
Okay.
Boy, I've gone over the line now, haven't I, baby? All right.
Sorry.
My
fault.
I have no idea where I was with this. I have lost my train of thought in totality.
Ortiz.
The two-ass hat.
Pick it up at Ortiz.
He's doing deep breathing.
Take your pulse. That's why you have Hispanic attacks.
Deep breaths.
Yeah, David Ortiz. Having one right now. No, I bought him a couple of jerseys as we were walking into the park. And we sit down, and the best thing, when you bring a kid to a baseball game, the best thing that could possibly happen, my daughter got a foul ball. She actually got a foul ball that was handed
Fantastic.
To her by one of the ball girls.
No, you're
patronizing me now. You are. You're just looking at me like, you know what?
No, I'm not.
I mean, yeah, hey, I got my eye on the clock, too, so I got to watch out.
No, you get extra time.
Do I get extra time now?
Yes, I won't. Listen, Mike has slowly started to, like, want to find out what's going on with the show, so I've, like, explained to Mike, if we run long, some breaks have to
That's
be.
That's not true.
No. It's
not true. I didn't say come to you and say... I didn't come to you and say that, and I'm not going to allow you to spin it that way either. What happened was there was one time when I ran a little longer.
You're reading up your own time.
And you said, hey, you know, you're trying to manage the clock. You're trying to manage the clock.
I said to Mike, we only have this amount of time.
And I don't resent, you know, you doing that because that's perfectly acceptable.
But because I ate up some of your time here, because I like poking the bear, you will have plenty more time.
Well, I think that, you know, I demand two segments.
You will get two segments.
I'm kidding. I am kidding.
No, you're going to get two segments because, really, I mean, say...
Because right now, with the discussion we had off the air, what you told me, I'm there. I'm there right now.
You're where?
I'm at that 15-minute mark that you had said before.
You're fine.
And that's what I was looking at.
Okay, well, actually what I did was, once we restarted,
yes.
I gave you an extra five. I figured that I dicked with you for 5 minutes. So really, go ahead.
So I've got to 4:57 then.
I mean, if we want to stick to this, but now, see, now you're pulling the.
I'm pulling the curtain back.
This is why I can't tell you this.
Oh, now you can't tell me. You know what we're going to call this segment? You know, piss me off. That's what you're going to call this segment. This is it. You know,
I am not trying to piss you off.
My delightful, sweet moment with my daughter.
Okay, all right.
Soil,
Mike.
Like
Mike
could not have
Mike.
Possibly
Mike.
Been soiled.
Mike.
Yes. Yes.
Here you go. My microphone?
Here.
Swear to Christ.
Oh, now you're not going to interact with me.
No.
So now you're going to shut your microphone off now?
If you
See, what I'm trying to do is be one step ahead of you now, because the only way I'm going to survive this segment
no.
is by being cat-like.
Do you want to talk?
Cat-like reflexes.
Or my microphone will stay on.
I'm not making that sound.
I didn't make that sound that you don't like. I'm not making that sound.
That's on there.
Why are you bringing that up?
I don't know, because that's just because I'm on a roll right here, right now, bringing stuff up, stuff. What do you want me to do?
You like it?
You tell me what? The conflict?
You like having your balls busted?
I love it. I enjoy it. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it.
All right, then. Seriously, before we, because in the next segment we should talk about the asses that you encountered. really and nobody.
Well, that's actually not the biggest thing that happened to me. Seriously, I was the ass. That's my story of the
week. I mean, really, I won't kid you about like white players and everything else.
I'm not demanding a second segment.
Need a second segment though, because from what you told me at the airport,
we sat down. Look, we sat down next to these guys.
Well, hold on, finish the thing about your daughters. I really don't want to screw that up.
That's all it was. They were walking in. It was cool, and they had their jerseys on, and it was. I got great pictures of them. And then the next thing that was really cool early on in the game, Elizabeth gets handed a foul ball by one of the ball girls, and it was just great. It was really fantastic. And the only thing that put a damper on it were these two guys, one of them wearing a Yankee hat, the other guy who looked like he was a Yankee fan too, because what they were doing is they were shouting out Yankees names, and they weren't hassling the Red Sox or the Red Sox fans. What they were doing was just
now,
being
just
sure.
Indulge me for a second. The Red Sox were not playing the Yankees.
They're playing Tampa Bay.
So why would these guys? Were they just yelling?
They were
like,
going. They were like
Derek Jeter,
Derek Jeter, Gary Sheffield, and they're yelling.
Why?
And, because they're Yankee fans and they're asses.
Why?
And they were in Fenway Park in these great seats. And, you know, that's cool because they can say whatever they want.
But the Red Sox weren't even playing.
Right. So they were sitting down there, and these guys were unbelievable. But they never took it to the step where anybody around them, myself included, could have gotten really, really mad because there were loads of little kids. It was a Sunday game. It was 2 o'clock. This was Kids Central. There were kids everywhere at the ballpark, and the only time that, you know, that I'm going to get really ticked off is if they start, you know, yelling the F-bomb and they start doing stuff like that. What they did do, however, which blew me away, these guys were asses. Everybody sitting in back of us thought they were jerks, but they weren't the kind of jerks where they were, you know, confronting other fans, and they weren't really being, you know, the language wasn't bad or anything like that. They weren't doing any of that. What they were doing, which I have never seen. Of course, I've never had seats this good. I've never been right on top of the field. These two guys were sitting there, and we were so close to the Tampa players. We weren't on the Boston side. We were on the Tampa side. They were so close to the Tampa players that literally you could, at the voice that I'm using right now, at this tone, you could be heard by them. And they were saying unbelievable stuff to
these guys.
There's this one guy for Tampa Bay called Wigginton. That's the guy. Wigginton is the guy. Apparently, I think he had some stint with the Mets. I don't know. I don't know where the guy comes from. But he would walk by, and they did this to two or three players. And he says, "Hey, Wigginton, you suck." Right to where every time he would say that, the guy would stop, and the guy is as close to him
as I am. Courage, isn't it?
And you know, but here's the weird, or some other kind of courage. I don't know what they were on.
Or do you think it's that whole dumb, you know, hey, I bought my ticket, I can say whatever I want?
No, they weren't bright enough to do that. These guys look good, but they were. They were kind of decked out in the, you know, had a lot of jewelry on. They looked a little bit, but they didn't even look like they were thuggy kind of guys. They were sitting there, but it's like, hey, you sucked when you were with the Mets. You suck right now. How's it like playing on the last place team? Right to him. And finally, my youngest daughter, Elizabeth, says to me, you know, Daddy, do they really hate those guys? And it's at that point that during the next break in the action, I walked up to one of the ushers, and in a very nice way, I said, hey, you know, so far these guys are cool, but they're really getting into it with the Tampa players. And if they start, you know, using, like, language around my kids, you know, it's going to probably get out of control. Not 5 seconds later, one of the guys comes over that's on the field security, and he has a little chat with the guys. And as much as these guys were a-holes, if it had been me at a game and I wasn't with my kids, I would have loved to just get into it with these guys because they were those kind of guys. But after they were spoken to, and this guy, Wigginton, as he walked out to the on-deck circle.
Wigginton
is the guy on Tampa that they've gotten into it with, right?
He's got to be white, right?
If you're keeping score, yes. If you're keeping score at home.
Name just sounds white.
And as soon as he walked by, after they had their talking to, they both stood up and
I gave him a standing ovation. And it was one of these mock things. And it was just, they settled down after that, but they were just kind of, you know, and at one point I said to my daughters, they said, kids, this is, just so you know, this is the way Yankee fans behave at baseball games. So at least we got a we got a valuable lesson out of that. It was very, very good.
Good thing they number one test those guys, because if those guys had failed one of those urine tests and they'd been on the juice, who knows what they could have done to those poor, wonderful Yankees.
There were two or three of the guys, Johnny Gomes, who's a good player for Tampa, and a guy, Johnny Gomes is a guy for Tampa.
With an S or a Z?
S.
I'm guessing white.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for keeping score at home. Johnny Gomes at one point looked back at them, and I thought for one fleeting moment that it was going to be one of those Ron Artest situations where they would actually come up to the guy and get into it nose to nose.
Black.
And these guys.
Ron Artest.
Yes, of course, yes. So it's funny how we've had this discussion. It's you know,
Boston.
Right.
Dirty Water, Boston, you're my home.
Dirty Water.
It's a famous song.
It is a famous song.
Dirty Water.
That's right.
Boom, boom. Mm-hmm. So they sing that at your...
And they also sing Matt Farber's favorite song, Neil Diamond. They play that, you know?
What's that?
So good. So good. Sweet Caroline is one that they play between the eighth and ninth inning. They've always done that.
They play that at Fenway Park?
Sure, that's it. That's a big tradition. They've done
it for
20 years. 20 years. Yeah, we're all fags, too. It's all fags. It's Boston.
Yeah.
We're all fags.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
You know that's not true.
It's a racist. We're all racist fags.
You know
that's what we are.
No,
yes,
you know.
Don, it's Boston, racial fags. Yeah,
you know,
it's a fag.
You know the fags.
Fag, black,
the fags
black,
get their ass
black,
beat in Boston.
Right.
You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. It's a homophobic town, too.
Yes,
it's just horrible. Yes.
I watch Boston.
Town that I love so well. It's just so.
I watch Boston Legal Mind.
Call it that.
I eat at Boston Market, okay?
Yeah, at Boston Market. Eat illegal seafoods too occasionally. You know, it's a Boston restaurant right there. Yeah. So it was a wonderful time with my children.
You're good. I'm glad
my
you had.
Children.
We are all glad you had a good. Seriously, that you had a great time with your kids.
It was great.
And your mom. You didn't even mention you saw your dear sweet mom.
Dear sweet mama, going strong, 86 years young,
wow.
And she is doing great. The whole weekend was fantastic, except for when I. Checked in at Dulles Airport and got caught.
Ooh.
Got caught like I've never gotten caught in my life. Guilty as charged. I was with a bunch of people. I was trying to check everybody in.
Uh-huh.
I thought I was going to miss my flight. I really did. Yeah. What? Time? Oh, clock on the wall. Yeah, I've overstayed my welcome.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We'll make it up later. We'll take it out of Buzz's news.
Okay. That's fine.
When we come back, you'll have another full segment to talk about the a-holes at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe you can find a way to, you know, work race and homophobia into that, too.
Only when it's Boston.
You know, it's only when it's Boston. Oh, that's right, that's right. Because we never have that on the show otherwise. That's true. This is true. That's right. Boston.
You're funny.
I am funny.
You are funny.
Yeah. Do I make you laugh? Do I make you?
Yes, you do.
Do I make you laugh, huh?
Have you taken your pill yet?
What pill?
Your chill pill?
No.
You probably shouldn't take it during the show.
What do you mean I shouldn't take it during the show?
Didn't you get loopy towards the end of the show on Friday?
If I take any medication during the show,
yeah.
I will be sure to let you know right away. I will. Right now, I'm not having any panic attack either.
Good.
I'm having a kick-ass attack right now.
Well, then why don't you take a pill?
I don't have a pill for that.
What, you want to kick my ass?
Yours and your buddies right now. I want to jump over the console and kick both of your smirking asses. That's what. And there's no pill for that. Not that I was given. It's a totally different disorder. It's anger disorder. It's not anxiety. It's anger disorder, you know? Putting down Bean Town, man. I can't do anything about that. I don't know how to handle that. That's an anger thing.
That's a start.
That's a pound my fist on the table.
That's a good start.
This actually might be kicking out the whole Hispanic attack that I'm having. It actually might work. Thank you. Thank you, John.
What is that?
John just brought me a bottle of Jameson's.
Yeah, a little early for that.
Yeah. Oh, it's happy hour somewhere, Don.
Yeah, right,
tell, tell me, please.
No problem at all.
It was just 48 hours ago that I was looking at Jeff saying, your mother looks great.
What?
He's mad.
Oh. Okay, Rob.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk.
Mike O'Mara.
wanted.
Mike O'Mara on Boston.
To believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over.
No rainbow
and
here.
I couldn't. So what?
That's what I should say about every show.
So what?
Exactly.
So what? All right, well, when we come back...
Don't try to tell a touching story about your children, Buzz. Don't try to do it.
I'll remember that.
Because it's so what? It because you know what that turns into?
What?
A horrible misrepresentation of a great American city.
And
that's what happens.
We wouldn't want that.
Absolutely. Not a chance.
Okay.
Not, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible right now. They're burning buildings right now as we speak in Boston.
I promise I've let it go.
You've let it go?
I promise you I've let it go.
It'll take me a good month to let this go. Yeah. Time. I'm sorry. Yes. Oh, Don and Mike to break.
Thank you, Mike.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show is doing it again. Tomorrow, the entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings party. Stop in, get a free Number 15 button, have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of Number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the place. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show.
At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, in color, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent, from Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Andy? Thank you, Ed.
Let's conversate. The Don and Mike Show.
You just heard the tomorrow night at Mike's joint. Having another of our big We're Number 15 in the ratings parties. Come on out. We'll have a special collectible just for people who are there, and we'll explain why it is a special collectible tomorrow night.
Yeah. Very significant.
Love to meet you. That's tomorrow night out at Mike's Joint. Information is on our website, donandmikewebsite.com. If you go to that website, Chad Lowe is officially breaking up with Hillary Swank.
Mm. They've been on and off for a while, right?
Really just a good opportunity to put three very top-heavy pictures on the website. Mike, here's what we have. First, Hillary Swank in a really nice see-through dress. Mm-hmm. And then not the best picture I've ever seen of pink. You know, I'm hot for pink.
Nice.
You know, in general, but the singer, too. She's wearing a nice topless thing. And then there's just a picture of Rob lounging this weekend.
Memorial Day snapshot.
So those are the pictures that we have on the web. We wanted to have some cleavage today. Some TNA.
Oh, God.
Actually, the...
Man.
The one of Rob.
That's actually stomach cleavage.
You can't see the pool, but I'm at the pool.
Is complete. But the Hillary Swank is completely see-through.
And much better than you'd suspect, yes?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The one about Rob, you should know, is the world's heaviest kid. He's 6 years old. He weighs 200 pounds. But it's not
Junior!
It's not like he's eating Cocoa Puffs because the... they live in Russia, and the family makes like $100 a month.
Is this a glandular issue? I mean, is this some sort of thyroid thing the kid's got?
He is the biggest child in the world. When he was three. He was 87.
It's just when you wrote his name next to the picture. I wish we could put your handwriting on the website.
What's not clear is how his family keeps him so well fed. They are very poor. They make $112 a month.
Wow.
Let me see. Just to get this picture, which I guess is going to be in the National Enquirer, they paid $500 for it. It's on our website on today's show log.
Sure is. Please to give the child all of the government cheese.
And very soon on the show, like in our next break, we're going to be going outside to Days of Yore. Oh, and we're going to need that bullhorn, for God's sake.
The siren?
Yep. It's going to be just wait.
We're going out to the punishment tree.
A punishment party.
Yeah.
With the good old-fashioned tree. Right at the very beginning of the show today, we had one guy on the phone. We just could not decide what to do with him, and we finally offered up the tree.
We'll be duct taping the fattest boy in the world. Come see it.
Really, if you're at work or in your car, go to our website, click on today's log, and you're going to see three really nice sets of tees.
Mm-hmm.
First is Hillary Swank, right. Then it's Pink,
right. And
then
young Rob.
Then it's Rob.
Uh-huh. Rob is a boy. Not as he is today.
No.
He's gained a little bit.
A little.
The baby has eaten all the borscht. All the borscht.
And,
we will start with that because baby is eating all government issued potatoes.
And we have a couple of guys who are down here to take the punishment that the original caller would not accept on the show. And for that, we're very thankful. So we'll be going outside.
Good.
On beautiful Main Street as long as we're here in Fairfax in just a second. Mike, now.
Yes.
Tell us about your a-hole experience at the airport.
Very quick, I get to Dulles Airport. We're going to take the whole family. I've got my kids and Carla, and we've done what a lot of people do nowadays. You do the e-ticket thing.
Right.
And what they have in the airports is, anybody that flies knows this, they have these automatic e-ticket things, and if you have your e-ticket and you've got a carry-on bag, you're not going to have to go through the tedious process of going up to the counter.
Right. You just put your credit card through, it knows who you are right away, and you get your ticket like in 30 seconds.
Beautiful. We arrive, and what I notice is outside where the cars are going by...
Name the night.
It is fantastic because there's not a lot of traffic. I said, this is fantastic. It looks really, really good. We've got an 8:15 flight very early on Saturday morning. Walk into the airport. I don't know where these people had come from. It was pandemonium. It's four lines going to security, going all the way out almost to the doors of Dulles Airport. And you know what I'm talking about.
Very
there.
Very crowded.
And a lot of these people are at the United Ticket Counter. They're all at United Ticket Counter. It's so much, there are so many lines going in so many directions. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Now, don't they have a bunch of kiosks set aside from the area where you actually go up and talk to a ticket agent?
Yeah, they've got four. I think that I counted four kiosks that are there to the right, at least
front,
where we were checking in.
The little ATM things, right?
Yeah, and of course you can also do it out, with the SkyCap out front. If you're checking bags, then they can, give you everything you need.
Right.
But we're in there, and we zip in. At this point, I've given myself about an hour and 15 minutes, which I thought would be plenty of time, and it really is appearing that this might not be enough time. And I've got is the printout, and I'm such an idiot. I've got the printout of the e-ticket, and I said, well, let's see if this works. Let's get in the security line. Then Carl and I have this discussion as we're in this line that this isn't going to work. They're not going to accept the little piece of paper that I printed on my computer. That's not a boarding pass.
Right. No.
They're not going to let you through security.
Of course.
So at this point, with the kids in tow, I actually say, well, we got to get out of this line. So we get out of this line. We actually lift those little ropes up, and we zip through to get back in line. I said, listen, guys, wait here. We'll get in the security line. I think we'll be okay if I can just get these tickets printed out. I just got to figure out where I'm going to stand in line. So I walk over by where these kiosks are, and I walk by the four kiosks that are being used for just e-tickets, and I say to this guy that's in line, I say, is this a line? And I point him back out. I said, is this a line for the e-ticket thing? He said, yeah, it goes over. The line queue goes over here.
Mm.
So at this point, I pull the a-hole move. And I am guilty. I am as guilty as anybody else. I say, okay, well, I'm going to go get in the line. Now, I didn't premeditate this. This just happened. I walk away from the guy, and as I'm walking away, I'm going to have to go around to a line that it looks to me about maybe 30 people. On the kind of line that if you're in the end of it, you're going to be pissed off if you've been waiting.
There's a lot of people, especially if you're pressed for time, I know you felt this too, when they stand in front of that thing, it's like trying to stand behind an old person at an ATM.
You're going nuts.
Where they just, they're like, how does it know it's me? Mm-hmm.
And you're staring at the line. You're staring at it to make sure somebody did. As I walk by, somebody actually leaves the kiosk. And that's when I pull the a-hole move. I'm like, maybe
cut
like a moron. I say to myself,
maybe somebody won't notice in the confusion and the pandemonium
that you've just walked up and you cut in.
And I, as I'm walking there with my handheld luggage, I duck in and put my credit card. I got my credit card in my hand and I put it in the thing. Immediately, this guy that the guy that I had talked to comes over and he goes, "Hey, hey, hey!" And he grabs my arm. He grabs my arm like he's going to pull me in. And at this point, I'm like, "Hey, please don't touch me." He said, and at this point, I'm like, "Well, you know, since you grabbed me, I'm going to see if I can finish my transaction." Well, this guy's having none of it. He's maitre d'. This guy starts screaming at the top of his lungs. He's going, excuse me, this guy right over here. He's cut in line.
Oh, no.
He's cut in line. This guy right here.
And you did, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm guilty. And now I've got 30 people or 15, whatever it is, in this line. That, and it turned out to be about 15 people that were in this line because the guy is staring right at me. And he's staring at me. And he's saying, he cut in line. Attendant? Attendant!
Oh, God.
And the attendant comes over like immediately, and I've got the thing, and I'm right about to say English or Spanish in my little computer screen at the guy, but I know I'm guilty. And the only reason I haven't pulled it out and said, you know, pulled it out of it.
You're a hog.
The only reason... The only reason that I...
What Mike always does is he gets mad in a retail situation.
I exposed myself. And normally it works for me, but it didn't work. The only reason I haven't pulled my credit card out is because this guy is being such a stain about it. And he's right. I'm not going to begrudge him being right. But you can be right and not be... If you know, who knows how it would have played out. I'm reacting at this point. I'm trying to figure this whole situation out.
You might have been exactly like that guy.
I would have been worse.
I know
I might have been worse.
I know I would have been a king jerk.
I would have been worse. I probably would have been worse. But because he grabbed me and he pulled me, he was physically pulling me, and I saw the credit card. I said, okay, well then, you know what? I'm going to see if I can get away with it now since you pulled my arm. And he calls the guy over, and the attendant comes over and says, "I'm sorry, sir. There is no line cutting," in a super loud voice. And that's when the Price is Right sign came on, because I have to take my card out. And then I walk around to the end of the line, and I'm getting the look.
Hairy eyeball?
I'm getting the hairy eye. And I'm guilty. I'm guilty. And it's one of those no-win situations where I'm completely guilty of what
look
I did.
Look at him.
I, you know, and now,
too good to wait with the rest of us.
I was sitting there, and I thought for 1 second, I thought of giving the guy some kind of parting shot and saying something to him. And I'm like, no, I have no... leg to stand on. He wasn't saying anything. He had won game, set, and match. Everybody else there. I was freaking out because I didn't think that I was going to get it. The maddest person was that 200-pound toddler that was in line,
of course,
waiting to get to the concession stand.
Maybe Rob.
I was really.
No, Robbie's B-Wack. So did you apologize to the guy?
No, not to him. No.
What about to the people that you had?
Now, the people in the line. I wasn't making any eye contact. I was kind of looking down and hustling away and making my way back around this incredible line. And then, finally I was able to get the e-tickets. And there were three people out of the four that were at the kiosk when I finally got to the end of this line that were from another country, and they were having trouble figuring it out. And out of the four kiosks that were being used, the three people required assistance, every single one of them. And I'm thinking at this point, if I don't get through the security checkpoint in 20 minutes or less, I'm not making my plane.
It is like going to DMV, watching people taking the driving test.
Right.
I swear to Christ, it is.
It was the worst situation. It was one of the worst, and it was bad because of me. I accept complete responsibility. It was my fault.
Next time, go to the Sky Cab outside.
Right.
And say to him, "I've got no bags to check," because they will get, they charge you $2 for using the SkyCab service.
Right.
They can check you in and print out your ticket and everything outside. You slip the guy a $5.
I should have done that.
You go right in.
I should have done that. It was just, you know, it was so crowded.
I only know through dumb luck because I fly to Minneapolis so much to see my daughter that now I'm like a regular out of Dulles Airport.
They had these lines and people with bags and people with carry-on, and nobody knew where the right check-in line was.
A guy like you would be the type of guy that a guy like me would probably have done the same. Now, I wouldn't have physically touched anybody,
right?
And I don't think I would have called anybody, but you can bet your ass that I would have said as loud as I can, just with that, "Hey!
This guy's cutting in line. I could see me doing that.
He was right.
I swear to God.
He was completely right. And what the reason I was doing it, I wasn't doing it, blatantly to walk in front of the guy thinking that he wouldn't, that he saw me.
And I applaud
and he was
going to
let me do it. I was doing it.
Thought you could sneak in.
I was thinking nobody did see me. And if nobody saw me, I said, well, I can knock this out and get this done.
Yeah,
but he saw me, and then when he grabbed my arm. See, because there were two mistakes. Doing it in the first place, and the second
after he grabbed my arm. No, it's only one mistake.
Hmm?
Getting caught.
Yeah,
caught, the only mistake. I think different circumstances, like I always say, you go somewhere and you act like you belong, people don't screw with you. Maybe you.
Well, he obviously had his eyes on me.
Yeah, and you were probably giving off that vibe like, oh, my God, I'm running late.
Oh, I was totally giving off the urgent vibe.
Didn't you say to the guy, you know, where's the line for this thing?
Yeah, where's the line? Yeah. The only reason I was walking by the kiosks to get to the line is because there was no way of getting by him and by everybody else that was waiting in that line. And you had two lines converging, people with luggage that they were going to have to check and people to carry on. And it was just, what sucked about it was not only getting caught, but getting caught and knowing you were wrong and not having any of the moral high ground to turn around and say to the guy, even with the guy handling me like that, it was, and that's where I thought he stepped out of line, where he physically grabbed my arm. And that's when I went, okay, if you're grabbing my arm, then I'm going to stay here and try to finish the transaction. Because he was making such a scene at that point that the embarrassment was already heaped upon me.
Sure.
That I was going to see if I could finish the minute, you know, less than 50 seconds to get this done. But he won game, set, and match. And I didn't even look up at him and say something like, hey, thanks a lot, a-hole, because I think that would have made it worse. I basically had my tail between my legs and walked away. Mm-hmm. and felt bad after that. And then when we got to the security line, Carla makes the call that out of these eight lines that are going into security, she says, go to the far right one. And that was the only time we caught a break. Because at that moment, they opened up another central security checkpoint, and we flew through the security thing. It was great. But I felt like biggest ass with this guy. Because you know how I am, and we're the same way in that respect. You want to get something back. You want to get a little comment about the guy.
We are nothing like that. I don't even know you anymore.
Who are you?
Well, who are you?
Well, I'm from Boston. How could it be? I'm from that horrible city with the terrible history. That's how could it happen? It's terrible.
We were in a restaurant over the weekend, and Who Are You was playing on the Muzak.
Uh-huh.
And it's like really it was Muzak.
Who
right?
are you?
And I got to the bar with Who the F Are You? And it
right.
was like loud as can, you know, in that bar at that one point.
It was the real song?
Yeah, it was the real song. It was like, Who the F Are You? But meanwhile, there are these dumb tourists just sitting next to us just going, it's a CSI song.
Ah,
that's a funny CSI song.
And at that point, you looked at yourself in the mirror and said, who are you? Who are you? I don't even know you anymore.
Who the F are you?
Yeah, hello. Live and learn.
Hello. Trying to call the back room.
Calling the nerve center.
19 more shows in this building. 19 more shows. Right, Tony?
Why'd you cut in line?
Well, now here's John in the studio.
Hello.
Hello.
Figured I'd save you the trouble pushing the buttons again.
John, quick question. How's the head lice going? That's the only reason I can figure that you would have your head shaved. Either that or you're in Rob's Aryan Nation.
I will admit to nothing along those lines.
You don't care for hair, do you? You don't like
hair. No, there was a time when I had long hippie-type hair.
But I mean, you look, coming from the line of the shaved head, like you could grow a full head of hair.
Well, most definitely. Mm-hmm. I choose not to.
What's that like?
Has the show given you cancer? Are you on chemo?
I hate cancer. No chemo.
Okay.
Thank you for your service to our country.
How are we doing? Yes, did Buzz cut your hair while you were sleeping?
Yeah, this looks like where it was cut last time.
How are we doing on guys to be strapped to trees?
We have two.
Two guys, two sacrificial lambs. Now, these are really good listeners because they're going to be atoning for the sin of one ass that called earlier in the show today.
Right. It's Good Tuesday.
What do we have as far as supplies go?
I didn't see the... There's Rob with a bag.
Hi, Rob. My bag of tricks.
Okay, look at that. I see duct tape.
What do we got?
Quack, quack. Duct tape.
Duct tape. Good.
water bombs.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
my water, water balloons. Good.
This is a big jar of honey.
Oh, honey.
Honey.
Honey. Nice. Honey, give me the... All right.
Razors.
Razors, good.
And the Beard Buster, Barbasol.
Okay,
toucan.
Good.
Quality old stuff.
More balloons.
More balloons.
Can you remember what's left?
No, what am I forgetting?
Lipstick. For drawing and making them up.
Good, good, good.
We're going to play with them.
Well, it's off to the punishment tree. It's been years since we've done that.
Yay.
We'll be outside. We'll be outside treeside in just a moment.
Wonderful.
For one of our last public humiliation events here in the beautiful state of Virginia, which is what got the whole thing started when the guy called about 2 hours ago about the whole, why are you moving the show to Maryland instead of staying in the state of Virginia?
Yeah, these punishments won't be the same when we're in Rockville.
Classic Rockville.
No, they'll be different.
We got a break. We'll be right back. I just said it. I hit the button. And the goddamn thing. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's ready now.
Why are you moving? That's the answer, Dumas. That's why we're moving.
Because equipment works better in Maryland.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
The swearing poll.
The Don and Mike Show is doing it again. Tomorrow, the entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings Party. Stop in, get a free Number 15 button, have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of Number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the play. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. The profanity bothers you.
It has no nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid. Everybody talks like that.
They do not. What do you think I say when I go to the feed store in town? Oh, now, Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn. And in the bank, do I tell Mrs. Bollinger, oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christy money. There, look there. See what you made me do?
The Don and Mike Show.
They always keep it brown. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
You know, it's been a month of Sundays since we've been outside on a hot, hot day to take it out on some of our listeners.
This is a very famous tree out here, a very, very famous tree where we have punished people for years. So I like calling it the punishing tree.
We're right out front of the station on the Main Street. This might be the last time that we're actually out here doing something. And what a great day. It's current temperature, 96 degrees.
May I just say one thing?
That
as usual, Bob has the grounds looking magnificent.
Bob Skin, who is our landlord, has done a beautiful job over the years. This tree has been the site of many, 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 for lack of a better word, public what?
When you guys started here, this tree was half this size. It's grown with the show.
I don't want to say punishments. People have learned valuable lessons on this tree.
This tall oak that stands outside our studios.
If it could talk. Now, we had a particularly horses-assish guy who called during the first break.
He motivated you.
Yeah, he was rambling on about how come we're moving the show to Maryland instead of Virginia when it really is just a matter of the equipment. We wanted to do something to get the time back from him.
As I look at the base of the tree, Don, I see the colony of ants that still thrives. You know, no matter how nice the grounds are manicured, we still have these lovely, lovely ants that call this tree home.
We're going to be using them. So the guy that was on the phone, he said he would do anything to make it up to us. We said, come on down and let us strap you to the tree. He would not. However, we have two very brave guys who are going to take it on the chin and other places for everybody else.
Yes.
Let's bring them over. Come on over. Take your shoes off. Take your shirts off. And let's start with the guy with the Chevrolet shirt on.
They're both wearing the same uniform. They have the sneakers, the shorts.
And let's also say hi to celebrity judge Bobby Mailman. Hi, Bobby.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Now, Bob is here with his jet ski, and also you're going to be helping out as one of the official duct tapers?
Damn right.
You like punishment, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You enjoy. You got a sadistic streak in you, don't you?
Yeah, I might do a little something myself.
All right, very good. All right, yeah. That's exciting.
So we've got Robert with duct tape. We've got Buzz with duct tape. We've now got the two guys. Let's get their names out.
Looks like one of our lads spent a... Looks like they both had a little too much Memorial Day.
They got the farmer's tan going. They got the wife beaters going. What is your name, my friend?
Tim Wyatt.
Tim, where are you from?
Clifton, right down the road.
Now, Tim, you're such a good man to do this for that ass. Did you hear the ass that called the show in the first break?
I did. That was shameful.
It was shameful, and here you are, much like Christ our Savior, sacrificing yourself for the sins of others.
It's the least I could do after 6 years of service from you guys.
That's a delightful way to put it.
I can't help but notice that between those beautiful mitts, you have a lot of chest hair. That's not probably all going to be there. Oh, and your back
hair. Oh, and back hair.
Are you okay with that?
Whatever.
Are you married to that chest hair?
No, I kind of like it, but that's what has to be done.
Very nice.
Mike, we've got razors, we've got honey, we've got duct tape, we have water balloons. Who is our other guy?
Hi, what's your name, sir?
Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Falls Church.
What do you do, Brian?
I'm assistant manager at Jiffy Lube.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you got the day off, you got the week off, or are you just playing hooky?
On vacation.
And you're covered with these tattoos. Have you ever served in our military, son?
Yes, I was.
That's wonderful. That's what's right. You sure you're a veteran?
No, 2.5 years I got an honorary permit.
Dishonorable discharge, yes. I understand, yes. Medical. Was it a psychological discharge?
I wish.
Okay.
Do you aspire someday to be the manager of the Jiffy Lube?
No, I hope to own my own.
And what made it? What motivated you to come down here, Klinger? What did you want to do?
I heard the guys talking about Virginians with no loyalty. You know, you're not loyal to Virginians, and I've been listening to you guys since WAVA.
So you wanted to step up for Virginia?
I mean, just because you guys are moving doesn't mean that you don't like Virginia.
I mean,
we hate Virginia, but let's just keep that between us. That's a joke, like Mike in Boston. That's a joke.
The Virginia thing's a joke.
let's get you guys over here by the trees, or I should say. By the tree, because it'll be one on one side, one on the other, right, Mike?
Yeah, we're going to have one guy on one side of the punishing tree. And now, guys, either one of you, are you allergic to a colony of fire ants?
I hope not.
How about you, son?
No, not that I know of.
All right, how about you, big boy? Get your back right on this side.
Do you want to put him street? Let's put him street side facing the street.
All right,
you want to do that?
That's right. Face, move it over this way a little bit, and you right there. Beautiful.
Very nice.
Now, Robert and Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz is out here. He's got a roll of duct tape with him.
Bobby Mailman and Buzz, please go ahead. Do your duct taping.
Very good.
Let's get these guys very tight.
Very important to make sure that their arm... are you getting a spare? I just heard that drop out. Very important to make sure that their arms are restricted.
Can you feel it? Is it getting tight?
It's getting tight.
Could you... Now, I'm sure you probably could. Buzz, don't ask if it's too tight. If you could you break out right now, do you think?
Probably, definitely.
What about you? If you could, do you think you could break out now?
No, I don't think so.
Now, usually a few more raps will do it.
Do this.
Shocked.
I'm in my car.
Robert the mailman just delighted to be duct taping the honkies to the tree.
Now, Robert has really got you around the neck.
Yeah, it feels good.
Robert, how would you describe this feeling?
Wonderful. It feels like redemption.
Yeah.
Redemption.
Thanks, Robert.
Redemption for Robert. You know, for some particular reason, Robert seems to be focusing on their neck.
I'm not sure why
he's doing that.
Hi there. Robert is really skipping around and laughing.
Robert has now officially duct taped one of these lads' heads to the tree, right across the forehead.
Just so you know, they're going to be outside the station for the entire rest of the show. Whatever we got left, an hour and ten minutes.
Did you kiss that black girl?
Oh, dear. Now, Robert, I don't think there's any reason, just like before, to equate this with an ugly period in American history.
Did you kiss that black girl?
And I told her I'd never call her again.
All right, I believe that they are...
Robert, once again, has made this an ugly racial thing. Seems to be the theme of today's show.
They're sufficiently taped.
Yeah.
They are. I would actually... Robert. All right. Very good.
Robert's out of his freaking mind.
Do you guys feel like your movement is pretty sufficiently restricted right now?
And the breathing.
How about you? Are you having trouble breathing?
No, I'm all right.
All right, how about you? Are you doing all right?
Man, I couldn't get out of here.
All right. Robert,
that's a little gay.
Robert
is giving him nipple twisters. No.
Robert, stop. Jeez.
That's for later. Save that for later, man.
Now, Robert, that's totally uncalled for. You're giving him the purple nurples.
Oh, we got to move back over there a little bit because we're dropping out just a wee bit.
Okay, Mike, I think what you wanted to do first was throw water balloons at them.
Do we have some water balloons? That's really what I'm looking forward to. It'll cool them off.
And then that's
quite an angle on the breast over there. That looks very female.
You know, as a matter of fact, hey, Rob, hold on a second.
Robert, this is very homophobic here. Stop it. Rob, do me a favor.
Hold on. Robert, get... Robert, move away. Right here.
Come here.
Get a picture of me cupping this guy's breast. And tell me if you don't think that this could be a female breast.
It truly does look like that.
That's
wonderful. That's delightful. All right, so we've got the water balloon.
All right, Mike, we're ready for your first water balloon.
All right, thank you very much, Rob. Oh, they're nice and full.
Oh, good.
Which of you wants it first?
Oh, please.
All right, you ready? Give yourself a three count.
Hey, Mike, we can get out in the highway if you want.
All right, here we go. On the count of three, down both together.
Ready?
One, two, three. There we go.
Now, we need somebody to brave to stand up there with the microphones while we hit him again.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Travis.
Come here.
Come here, Travis.
Hold this microphone and stand right by them, okay? You might get wet.
All right, here we go. All right. Okay. We'll do it. Let's get it the right. We can't go out in the street now. Ready? One, two, three.
No! Oh, he ducked. He ducked. Oh, damn it.
Damn it, Travis.
We couldn't get Travis.
Oh, Travis, you fooled us.
All right.
You fooled us, Travis. Damn it. Oh, Travis is going to take one for the team.
All right,
go ahead.
One,
two, three. There we are. Yes. Thank you, Travis.
Let me get one of the guys over here, fellas.
All right. Boom. Oh, there we go. How about another one?
All right, now, I would like the shaving cream and the razor, please.
Very good. Moving over here. Going to get this guy.
And Mike, now, Robert, don't take your belt off.
No, Robert, we are not beating them. We are not flogging. No, Robert, that hit his toe. Stop. Robert's out of control.
There we go. The first thing I would like to do is take a little bit.
Oh, there's an ant on me.
Oh, really?
I think
Where's
so.
The honey? Where's the honey, Junior?
Robbie,
yes.
A razor, please.
Yes, careful.
Now, Mike, I need you to help me describe what I'm doing.
All right, Don is now shaving this guy's right side of this guy's chest.
Oh.
He's going to put a little X there. Be gentle. You don't want any blood. Ha, 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 ha. Very nice.
Oh.
You're going to have just a little strip there.
Mike,
that's tough, coarse hair.
Mike, would you be a love, and would you find me some ants?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And Buzz, can I have the honey, please?
Where are the traps?
You know what? I'm going to have to wash this area off first. Mike, excuse me for a second. Mike, stand by.
Okay. Hold on. All right, very good.
See, it was hit him with a water balloon, and it got all of the shaving stuff off.
What you're doing...
The honey is open and ready to go.
What you're doing is you're shaving the area that you're going to put the honey on, and then we're going to find some ants.
Oh.
You know, I can't...
How's that honey
feel? That feels really sexy.
I can't seem to find any on the tree.
On
perhaps
the
we could go into the men's room here at WJFK.
Right on the face. That's good. That's good.
He's got honey all over his face.
Thank you. That's good. Oh.
Now, I don't want the other guy to feel left out. How you
doing?
Good.
There you go.
Now, explain what I'm doing to you right now.
Honey all over the face. I've got to remember this for my wife tonight.
That's good.
And now, explain where the honey's going now.
Honey's going in my belly button, down my pants.
All right, I'm getting a handful of mulch done. I think we may have some ants in here.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
All right. We might have some mulch. Let me see if we can see any of the ants that are in there. Are there any?
Whatever.
Just
now.
I really reach for a handful. The ants are in the mulch. I've seen them.
Mike, let's take care of the guy over here who has less hair on his chest.
All right, very good. Okay.
I've got a bunch of honey on this guy's chest. Mike, could you grab some more mulch over here, please?
Yeah, I'm trying to see where some ants are. Hold on a second. Let's do this.
Over here. There we go. Now, this is just... Are you documenting all of this?
Yes, I am. We will have it all on the website tonight.
All right.
This is just too beautiful. There you go. Now, Mike is now rubbing the combination... Now, Mike, here's where we're going to get a little bold.
Okay.
Robert, would you hand me the Barbasol, please?
Yes,
All right, what are we shaving next?
Well, we're not necessarily shaving.
All right. All right.
What we're doing
Oh, you know what we need, too?
We're just covering these guys right now with shaving cream. So they're covered with shaving cream.
Do we have any makeup?
And bugs.
Do we have lipstick?
Yeah. Oh!
Lipstick.
Perfect. However, Mike...
I just want the lipstick.
Don't you think that they both have too much shaving lotion on their faces? Don't they each need a water balloon in the face?
They need a water balloon in the face. All right. All right, here, hold that for a second. I'm sorry, Rob. All right.
All right, now hold on, boys. Got to get
Robert right in the face. All right.
Okay. Hold on.
Are you going to take the other guy? You want me to get this guy?
I'll take the other one.
All right, ready? Here we go. Now close those eyes. This might hurt.
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
damn it.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
It's
right
like
face.
Frank Murphy just then. All right, here.
How is it?
All right, this is going to hurt because I really, in order to break it, I have to use
full force. Go for it.
There we go. All right. There.
Wow.
We need a towel. We need a towel.
Okay, now. Look at that thing spurt out.
Wow. All right, how about one of their shirts?
Hold on, Mike.
Yeah.
One moment.
Oh, good. We have donuts.
We also have courtesy of Dunkin' Donuts. Hi there. Do you like donuts?
I love jelly donuts.
All right, there you go. Okay, all right.
Eat it all.
You don't want to block the airway here. All right, here we go.
Do you like jelly donuts?
Oh, definitely.
There we go. All right, there you go. All right, you okay? You can go ahead and spit it out if you want to. You can do that. Jesus saves. Robert, did you write Jesus Saves on there?
Now, Mike,
okay.
I think they're ready.
Look, if you want, you might want to take this home.
Mike's putting a donut in the guy's pocket.
Here we go.
Jesus Christ. This might be the worst thing we've ever done to people.
There it is. All right.
Now, what would you guys like to say as you sit here on display for the next hour outside our studios? What would you like to say? What is the message that you're trying to get across to the people that are driving by who might listen to the show?
You know, it's, I don't know if it's brave or stupid that we're doing this, but we are showing that we love Dan and Mike.
That is, I could cry.
Thank you.
What's your name again, son?
My name's Tim.
Tim, right. Somebody hand me Tim's shirt. I got some.
It's both. It's brave and stupid.
I've got some jelly, some cream on my hand.
So do
here.
I, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
All right, yeah, community-wise.
Mike, did you want to put any makeup on them before we go inside?
Well, Robert kind of beat me to the punch by circling.
Jesus Christ. Robert seems
to be amazingly focused on this one guy's nipple. Very, very frightening.
How do you feel about the attention Robert has put on your nipple?
I kind of like it.
Robert, let me see.
I feel special.
All right, did you, like, use all the...
No, I didn't.
Greedy.
I got some in my
All right, now, Mike, are you finally... Look at that. He used up all of... The lipstick.
Every bit of it.
I'm sorry, fellas. You want me to go buy some more?
Robert, it took it. You must have used an entire...
I can't even write ass on this
An
guy.
Entire stick of lipstick on this guy's nipple.
I'm sorry, man. This looks so sweet and tasty.
Look at... You killed the whole lipstick.
Right. That's what? Disgusting from Robert.
How are you doing, friend?
Interesting combination of honey and shaving cream.
Interesting.
It's gone. That's all used.
It's come to this.
You're goddamn right it's come to this. This is what it's come to.
Did you feel like you were able to get some of this rage out of your system?
No, because they're innocent. Just like most black men who were lynched back in the day.
Oh, it's not a lynching.
Robert
Christ.
These both are sacrificial lambs. They have offered themselves up. Have you not?
Yes, sir.
Is your eye burning?
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Your eye's burning. Okay.
Well, Robert, you need some water? I got to use the bathroom.
Hold on a second. Here we go. Ready? Ready? This is going to go.
Nothing to see here, boys.
Don, you might get really wet here. Here we go. Ready?
Okay.
Ready? All right. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mike, try it on top of his head.
All right. Is that better? Does that work?
There you go.
Very nice. Oh, it's right. So messy.
One more, and then we got to go inside. All right, go ahead. Then we got to break.
Your eye, too? All right.
Ow! Now, Rob, why don't you go ahead and just toss that baby?
At which one?
How you doing, fellas?
As hard as you can at the guy with the big nipple.
On the nipple. Buenos
dias.
¿Cómo está? Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Here we go. Mexican American. Well, I think that what that is, Mike, is a testament to what our show is all about.
And, you know, they look sufficiently miserable. Robert is... Robert's far too homoerotic.
He is stimulating many sexual acts.
With the honey. Now he is simply
What we're going to do is leave the microphones out here.
Okay.
And we'll check
Hi,
back.
How are you?
Stuff. Hold on. Hey, hold on one second. Hold on. Stop. How you doing?
Good.
What's your name?
John.
God damn, it's cold in your car. It's nice. How do these guys look to you?
Are they from Boston?
Hey. That's nice. You're a happy man now, aren't you?
I'm happy
now. Yeah, you're happy.
Yes, very happy.
Yeah, I'm glad.
All right, Robert, how about you stay out? I never thought I'd say this to you. How about you stay outside and guard them with the microphone?
Hi, a little picture. How are you? Don Liddy wants to take a picture.
Hi.
There we go.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Here's
the
picture. Who are you?
I'm Kimmy.
Right.
Hey, Kimmy, pull down a little bit and take a look at these guys. What do you think of these guys on the tree?
I think that they're great.
What are you doing?
I'm taking a picture of you.
There you go. All right, good. Oh, you're stopping
traffic.
You're
stopping traffic. People are going to get married.
Oh, Robert, pull your pants up.
Come on, let's go.
Pull your pants up. Robert,
hi, ma'am.
I never thought I would say this
How
to you.
Are
you?
You Hi,
are
guys.
In charge of this microphone. We'll come back to
How
you
are you, fellas?
The show's over.
Hi, Bye how now. Are you on the cell phone? How's
you know what,
going?
Joe? Go to break. We'll come back with Buzz's News right after this.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show. Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more. Let them cream your daisy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me see Buzz's news and comments. We're going to start here. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
They got to share a space on our antiquated control board with Robert the Mailman. I'll switch out there to him in a moment.
All right.
Buzz's news weather music program brought to you by Frank's Red Hot. Bringing authentic buffalo flavor to all your favorite barbecue foods. 1969. Junior Walker of the All-Stars. F&A.
Right.
Tomorrow, I hope to have it saved for you to delete it out. Mentioned effing A because over the weekend, legendary famous radio station, WABC,
mm-hmm.
used to be a big top 40 station.
I grew up listening to it.
They're now like Rush Limbaugh. Yeah. It's all political crap.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, one day a year, they go back and they play records
like
they used to. And they do it on Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, they have, from the best I can understand, like a sit-down with old disc jockeys from the station. They talk about...
Dan Ingram, Ron Lundy, those
right.
guys.
Well, Dan Ingram, as a matter of fact.
That's the best.
Well, he was on this show last night. I'm still not able to get an MP3 of it. Apparently, he let the F-bomb go twice.
Wow. Whoa!
First time was picked up by the delay, and then the delay did not have time to reset. The second time he let it go.
Huh. Now, did he do it during the roundtable portion of the show? Or?
During the conversation, love.
So he's just having a little chat, and he lets it slip. Well, you know, DJs are notorious potty mouths. That's the way it works.
I heard it over the telephone. Somebody, hello, played it for me over the telephone today.
Of course.
That it was, it's pretty funny. He's going, no, there was a guy, love, there's a guy down in Florida, wanted to use my name, Dan Ingram. I took him to effing court so fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great moment with a legendary broadcaster. Anyway, I hope to have that tape for you tomorrow.
Good.
The punishment pictures should be on the web, I hope before the end of the show, on our website, dynamicwebsite.com. These two schlubs, these two great, lovable schlubs.
Yeah, and you know, we did not give them a round of applause.
Good job.
They deserve a round of applause for coming down, sacrificing their bodies for the show.
You really have to look at the pictures to see what a mess we've made of these guys. What sacrificial lambs they have become.
I only have one thought. I hope that I got some of the ants in the mulch.
I'm sure you did. And, you know, honey and mulch, you wouldn't think they go together.
That's right.
But what a magnificent cocktail.
Oh, man, I'm having it for breakfast tomorrow.
Let's check in now with correspondent Bob Mailman, who we just heard wishing cancer on people as they drove by.
Yes, I still angry, Robert.
Hi, Bob.
White boys for sale. Two overweight white boys for sale.
You Robert are just having so much fun out there today.
Yeah, man, this is fantastic. This is great. It's nice outside. Hi, officer.
At one point, Robert actually took his belt off and was actually, like, whipping these guys by their feet.
We had trying to, you know, a little reenactment of the old days. $200, white boy, $200 right here, $200.
So
nice.
Now you're actually selling the
$200, two for one. Put it in the back of your truck, sir.
Two men that are tied to the tree are being sold by Robert.
Thank you, Robert. We'll check back in.
All right.
Those guys, anyway.
He is having a blast.
Yeah. They're going to be out there until the end of the show, so you've got about 45 minutes to check them out if you want to see them in person. Oh, and Buzz,
yes.
This bulletin just in before we start the news.
Well, the Don and Mike Show is doing it again tomorrow. The entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings Party. Stop in, get a free number 15 button. Have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the place. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show.
Got that tomorrow night at Mike's Joint. We'd love to see you there. That's on our website, too. We'll be there from 8 till 10.
Right.
Come on out. Don't cost nothing, and we'll have something special that we can't talk about on the radio. We'll tell you why tomorrow night. Little special commemorative button for those who show up tomorrow night.
Yeah, you'll be very interested to hear what we have to say tomorrow night.
Right. Love to meet you. My hands are sticky as hell.
Did you get a good scrubbing in the... you didn't go into the bathroom.
No, I just wiped... because I'm dumb, I just wiped them on my... I wiped them on... A shirt, a nice shirt you got me.
Right.
A very nice black Tommy Bahama shirt.
Yes.
Now has big white...
Oh, that's one of your favorites.
Yeah, well, now it can't be machine washed. Now I must take it to the dry cleaner. Now I take it to the dry cleaners anyway.
Have your man take it to the dry cleaner. It'll be fine. And that's the donut factor.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it was a combination of the honey and the shaving cream and the donuts. And the mulch, but boy, those guys just have this crap just all over them going down their faces, into their eyes.
All because of that one caller at the beginning of the show.
Oh, boy, and I just hope that somewhere that guy's listening and that he looks on the website and he sees what those brave men, excuse me for a second, Buzz, what those brave, Robert
was hosing them down a little bit.
Yeah,
there.
What's up?
Robert Mailman, would you ask each of those fine gentlemen how they're doing right now?
How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's wonderful out here.
How are you doing, sir?
Okay, so far.
There they are.
A lot of people honking.
They're just texting.
That's the honkies.
People honking at the honkies.
Like, who knows? It's the first time I've ever seen him happy.
He loved it out there.
He did. He could do that every day. He'd be very happy.
Okay, so just know this. That if you call the show and you're a real Dumas,
someone will be punished. Well, that means we'll get one every day.
Now look what you've started.
That's right.
Hi there. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island nuclear power plant, home of America's worst nuclear accident ever. A guard was so engrossed in his video game, an inspector was able to sneak up on the guard several times. Granted, it may be one of the most boring jobs in the world, especially at 5 a.m., which is when the inspectors arrived.
Send him right to my office.
And the rules do allow guards to pass the time with mind-stimulating activities.
We're going
to
play the guards.
The rules do not, however, allow a guard to ignore his surroundings. This is the sixth time in recent inspections that employee inattentiveness has been an issue at Three Mile Island.
I talked to a guard over the weekend.
Yes.
He said this to me.
That's fantastic. Had a song. He said it to you in song, didn't he?
I met him in a bar in Ocean City.
A guard.
From the Ocean City jail.
Hey.
Yeah, what?
Remember them drawers you left in the car? Yeah. The ones with the paint feathers around the edge.
I found a copy of a Billy Bob Thornton album over the weekend.
You say tape feathers around the edge?
Yes.
Hey, wow. Don't cry, baby.
This is Billy Bob Thornton. His spoken word offering.
This time I forgot. Yeah. I was thinking about you when the law pulled me over. He said I look like the kind of guy that might be hiding something. But I don't think he's ever seen.
How old is this?
Pink panties.
This is within the last 2 years. It is an EP, not released, and it also has a song. We don't have time to play it now. Called Angelina. So it was when he was involved.
When he was in that real crazy period.
He's not crazy now.
Not crazy at all. He's not loony.
Much better now.
And Buzz, you had your news there, and I'm surprised that your lead wasn't that the world's most beautiful baby has been born.
The world's most beautiful baby? No, I guess I didn't know this.
What did they name the child? Didn't they name it Your Majesty?
No, Shiloh Nouvelle
Jolie Pitt.
No, the name
didn't they have to do that? Oh, they had to come up with the rumor scout kind of name, didn't
they? They named it Your Majesty.
Oh, that baby.
Your Majesty Pitt.
Your Royal Majesty.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
The threat in Waldo, Florida over the weekend was not nuclear. Rather, it was some kind of chemical or biological weapon.
Where was it?
This was in Waldo, Florida.
Where's Waldo?
Hey, Waldo!
In Florida.
Man, I'm just so bummed out about that Pitt baby. They didn't take my name. I sent it on a nice letterhead with my stationery. Peach! In honor of Elvis. Didn't he like to eat peaches?
Love them. Yeah. For a while.
Good stuff for this.
Come on, man. I stepped on a peach pit.
I thought of an entire long name. La Brea Tar.
Beautiful.
La Brea Tar Pits.
So they found apparently some kind of chemical or biological weapon in Waldo, Florida over the weekend, made from 2-gallon-sized Gatorade bottles and some hoses. The device was found connected to the air conditioning unit at a new adult superstore. There have been prayer vigils and protests in recent weeks aimed at stopping the opening of Café Risqué.
Wow.
When that didn't work, somebody apparently turned to biochemical warfare. Police say they're still trying to identify the chemicals used, but they say early tests show one of the chemicals to be highly toxic.
It was Bierko. I'm sure it was Bierko. Mm-hmm. They could follow it to Bierko. It happened before he got to the submarine.
He's very frustrated. Police say they're pretty sure that whatever it was, it would have worked, this biological or chemical weapon.
Ew.
Whoever did it could get 30 years, and police say they have some pretty good leads.
I was in Cafe with Gay. My name is Edgar Stiles.
Goodbye, Edgar.
The late Edgar Stiles. Yeah. And am I the only one that's feeling that emptiness?
Even though not alone.
Today is Tuesday, and I said to Rob at one point, I said, "Where's the? I've got the case of the Mondays tape." And Rob said, "No, no, it's Tuesday." I said, "Right,
yeah.
You know, no more 24." No more Idol.
Even last night on the holiday, which kind of felt like a Sunday night, there was nothing on.
Can't be many Sopranos left.
One more Soprano next week.
Just let me just say, if it was not...
May I direct you towards a little show I like to call Rescue Me.
Starts tonight.
Yeah, you know what Dennis Leary
pretty
is?
Pretty amazing show.
Here's the thing. I'm not a big fan of Dennis Leary, even though...
Neither was I.
I tried to watch it based on your recommendation. Now, the other one that you recommended, Huff, I TiVo that and I like that.
Good.
Rescue Me... Just Dennis Leary, I can't stand his friggin' guts.
If you can't get by Dennis Leary, then you won't enjoy the show. But I really like it. I think it's a lot of fun.
And tonight, just to show you how they've given up, we had weeks and weeks where it was like every night something great was on.
Ratings are over.
Here are your choices tonight.
Mm-hmm.
NBC, Last Comic Standing.
Oh,
that's good.
Suckfest.
Fox, Shanghai Nights.
Hmm.
That's, a Jackie Chan movie or something.
Well, there you go.
CBS, NCIS. For those... who have passed the time when they get their periods. And on ABC, of course...
Well, it's one hit.
It's Bowling for Retards, Dialing for Retards, According to Jim, mm-hmm. followed by Rodney, followed by a bonus, According to Jim.
Well, sure, it's a bonus.
Two According to Jim's, I am watching.
Let me just say, thank God, seriously, thank God there will be a game on tonight. The only thing that saved last night's viewing for me was the incredible, the unstoppable, I ask you not... Shaquille O'Neal, who looked to me at one point, he is a big, strong mofo.
Mm-hmm.
He's lost some weight. He went the length of the court, and he's out there busting his ass every night. And you know where they got Detroit right now? They have their foot on Detroit's neck right now. Right now they are. The guy with the mask who doesn't need to wear it anymore, they got their foot right there. Ooh, I wish that game was on tonight.
And that's why last night I had to ask the question.
What's that?
Deal or no deal?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I did. Because there was nothing else on.
Mike, no. Are you kidding? And it's in high def. Shaq is absolutely unstoppable. Buzz, are you with me?
I'm with you. Here's the problem.
I don't want... You know, like you were saying about Boston, I don't watch the NBA because of their history.
With Boston.
It's horrible. I'm sorry, I still protest.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps he doth protest too much.
Okay, Dave Cowens, Kevin McHale, Larry Bird.
Tommy Heinsohn, John Havlicek.
What do they all have in common?
They're good basketball players.
Good man.
Well, hold on. Let's go outside to Robert Mailman. Hey, Bob.
The Inquisition.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, what's up?
What do Bob Cousy, John Havlicek.
Kevin McHale.
Dave Cowens, Kevin McHale.
Dave Cowens.
And he might, of course, Bird. What do all those great Celtics have in common?
They have small packages and great credit.
Okay. That is
pretty terrific.
We got a break. How are the guys on the trees?
Oh, they're doing good. How you doing, fellas?
Oh, still doing good. Bacon.
Thank God there's a cool breeze out here.
They're bacon. Okay. Thank you, Robert. Let's turn that off and go back to Buzz. Buzz?
Interestingly, that's Robert's nickname, Cool Breeze.
Up next? Not based on what I smelled out there.
Oh, he's going to want to talk to you now.
Did you get a whiff of, I've been working my mail route all day, and now I'm going to run around outside the 90-degree weather?
No, I thought he smelled fine.
Thought it was daisies.
Okay. This man is lying. I just want to tell you. Never mind. Buzz?
A legal loophole in Dateline's Predator show when we come back.
Oh, the Chris Hansen show?
Mm-hmm.
I hope not. What have you been doing? We will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
A lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's huge. Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. They like to talk, and you like to listen. Don and Mike.
Well, Yanni tells us that the pictures of the guys outside being punished for the act of the guy earlier in the show will be on our website before the end of the show.
Cool.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hold on one moment, because you've got to share a spot on the control board with Robert Millian. Bobby?
Yeah, the police are here.
And what do they want?
Oh, they're just standing around waiting for somebody to beat.
Oh, now, Robert, that's not nice.
I don't see any cops out there.
Officer, you want to come here? I really
they're not going to come on the mic.
I really don't see any cops
out
there.
Black cop, too. Hey, Don, I got a wallet.
Now, hold on. The cop that's out there appears to, it's an undercover guy.
He is simply observing.
Two cops now.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I didn't see nobody.
No good can come of this.
I didn't see nobody. Oh,
wait, what's this?
Hold on.
Robert is out there talking to the police
now. A lot of complaints. Some people are offended and concerned.
Is that a cop?
We were welcoming people to Fairfax. Most people love it. And I think they're cool with that.
Is that Julie talking?
Oh, yeah, that's Julie being our negotiator here.
Yeah, but a couple of cops are out here, so bail money, anybody?
Okay, hey, Robert.
All right, Robert, calm down.
Let Julie do the talking to the cops.
What? Oh, you know I know better than talk to cops.
I think they're leaving, Robert. They're leaving.
Oh, okay.
They're gone, thank God.
I got a wallet.
We just diverted a possible incident.
Okay,
call the police.
Robert, can I tell you what? Why did you cut them loose?
Okay. Cut them loose.
If the 5-0 were starting to drive by...
Okay, officer, we're going to cut them loose.
Cut them loose.
They're still for sale, but we're going to cut them loose.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you later, Robert.
All right.
Okay. Oh, Robert.
Yeah.
Robert.
Yeah.
He's not going to
cut them loose. I got a wallet.
Okay, I know you do.
He's not going to cut them loose. He's going to tear that duct tape off. Okay,
whatever he wants to do.
Some cash in here. Should I take it down? Should I do the stereotypical thing and just take the wallet?
No, don't take the wallet.
Just as a prank, like walk around the corner with it and...
Julie is being very nice, taking care of one of the guy's dogs out there.
Yeah, just let them down, Robert.
Okay, we're going to cut them
down. Set them free, and the pictures are up on the website.
All right, cut them free.
Set my people free.
Set them free.
Okay, yeah.
Set the white man free.
Joe's cutting him loose.
We're going to set the white man free. They were for sale, officers. Two for one. Right. Little retribution.
Bye, Robert.
We went through.
Bye. I just turned it off.
Robert ends up in the back of the cruiser.
I'm glad I stopped myself. He just sometimes is too Robert-y. I mean, I like him. I really like him, and he cracks my ass up. And I was telling my girlfriend about this. She was asking me about him over the weekend. Like, what's the deal? Do you really like the guy? I said, I love the guy. I think he's funny as hell. I think he speaks his mind. She said to me, well, why don't you ever have him over? I'm like, sweet. But you know what? I'm thinking maybe if we have a card game, he might be a good wild card.
Yep. He might enjoy, I think before that, maybe just a dinner at your house might be more fun.
That's
a little payback for earlier.
But how about he spends a few nights at your restaurant?
He has spent a few nights at my restaurant.
Look around cafe.
I mean, like every night, though.
He can come every night.
That's right. I keep forgetting his money's green. I
can't. Yeah, that's not going to work.
That doesn't bother
you. That ain't working.
That doesn't bother you.
That's right. That's no problem at all.
Jesus Christ. John Hinckley, come on in. Table for two.
Hey, man, that's fine. We'll keep an eye on him.
Last name Sirhan, but first name Sirhan?
He's still in the joint, I think.
Come right in.
Yeah, yeah. We, you know, as long as we keep an eye on him.
I'm trying to think of anybody out of there.
Doesn't matter.
Dahmer, party of four.
He's gone now.
Bundy.
He's gone, and he didn't like to eat our food.
Preferred his own.
He preferred his own. He liked to cook at home.
Anyway, the pictures of those guys are up on our website, and we thank them both very much.
And they're free now. They have been cut loose from the tree.
And we do thank our national sponsor, Dunking. They love it when I pronounce the G. Mm-hmm. Dunking Donuts.
Oh, right.
They've won a month's worth of free scalding hot coffee.
That's scalding.
From Dunkin' Donuts. Don't forget, you can also get iced coffee at Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
It's a refreshing. Look what it says.
It's refreshing. What does it say?
Get that refreshing left.
Oh, it's a lift.
Oh, it should be lift. See, now that is badly written copy.
It sure
that's
is.
Crucially poorly written.
Get that refreshing left you need and be at your best all summer long with a Dunkin' Donuts. Iced coffee Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm. Your fault, John?
Yeah, you know what I think?
Johnny?
We live in a cut-and-paste society.
Mm-hmm. Johnny.
It's just not bothering to read what I've typed. Oh, sorry.
No problem.
I'll make that right tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. You just have not been doing enough today. Are those pictures up on the web?
They are.
Okay, thank you.
Will I have a job tomorrow?
I'm busting your chops, yes.
He's flying through his task today. It's because he's got that aerodynamic haircut. Exactly what it is.
His brand new lice. And what's the stuff that they used to... What,
Mick.
You okay?
Mick.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Everybody with a kid.
Anybody, you always do, because they have lice scares in schools
everybody
all the time.
Everybody with a kid. Wait, was it NIX?
NIX, NIX.
Everybody with
NIX
a kid.
NIX for head lice.
A little comb.
Everybody knows what it is. Absolutely.
Wash the kid's hair with NIX.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
How do you think the news is going today?
I think it's great. Let's take a break and do Dateline and talk about slutty senior citizens.
Ooh. Well, slutty senior citizens.
When we come back, can you tell us what it was about the Dateline Predator show?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show. Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Not really, but we'll talk about that later.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Instructive somewhere.
Warning, may cause an oopsie. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we just checked out the fix on DonandMikeWebsite.com.
They're fantastic.
Go to today's steaming log and you'll see those guys out there. Where they were taped at the tree for over an hour.
And my favorite one, the one of the breasts.
Mm-hmm. That one will come back to haunt me eventually. Don't forget, we're number 15 party tomorrow night at Mike's Joint. I'd love to meet you. Information there is on our website, too, so come on outside. Hi. Here now is Guy Burnley. Guy, let's talk about the Predator show on NBC that we love so much.
Let's. Dateline NBC and a lot of local TV stations have been luring viewers with sting operations to bust what seems like an endless supply of kid touchers. State Supreme Court in Arizona, however, has found a loophole.
What?
The court says every Arizona bust you've seen on TV is technically bogus because a child was not actually endangered. The predators on TV are always lured by adults who write and speak like children and teenagers. The Arizona court says without a minor, there isn't a crime.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? I'm glad you brought this up. Not this week, but next week, mm-hmm. Chris Hansen will be back on the show because now NBC is starting to promo it now that American Idol is out of the way.
Right.
They're doing what I thought they would do all along. They're making it the pedophile show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, under their heading, of course, of, you know, Dateline NBC, Catch a Predator.
Well, I'm freaked out if they're going to say now because, what do you mean a child wasn't actually in danger? These guys go with the intent of being with, you know.
There's a law to cover that, and the TV bust, not a waste of time. There's an 85% conviction rate in Arizona for guys who get busted for attempted luring, and they can be charged with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for 5 to 15 years in prison,
right,
where kid touchers are even less popular.
Well, we'll have the host of that show, Chris Hansen, on next week to talk about some stuff, including, I believe, I don't want to give anything away, but I think the first time they've caught a woman since the show has been on.
Wow, very cool.
Oh,
they're doing some good.
Right.
Finally, no wonder so many retirees look to Orlando, Florida. There's apparently a lot shaken down there, and I mean that both ways. What else could explain the outbreak of sexually transmitted diseases at a retirement community called the Villages?
You know what it is?
What?
Three words.
What?
Rudy, and Mouse. The Marskys live in Orlando.
Mouse, I'm just going to visit friends. Jesus.
Chlamydia and herpes run amok among the seniors there, according to a doctor who says she didn't see this many cases when she was a gynecologist in Miami. She blamed a lack of condom use because no one's afraid of pregnancy. She blames a lack of sex education in general, and she blames Viagra.
Charlie Jones.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it hurts. Put it away already. And then we got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow. We got the pictures on the website. And blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
Hold on. One more of these.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Chlamydia.
See you in Orlando.
Hey, how about that Carol Crow?
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, and you.
There's honey in my mulch.
All right.
Herpes.
This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.